throb. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets peal.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. It is my delight and pleasure to welcome each and every one of you, irrespective of where you are around this very planet on this day. Today is the second day of February in the year of our Lord 2015, with the time now standing very close to 4 minutes past 8 p.m. here. The same number of minutes past 7 p.m. in the United Kingdom, and irrespective of the time zone that you're in across the entirety of this very planet, it is exactly the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are. That is how you know we are live. That is the only way you can tell that we are direct and that we are reaching all humanity at this point in time. We have been taking your calls. I gather those of you calling 080-359-86251 in respect of installation of satellite decoder and receiver in your parents' homes, in your houses, in the village, in your community halls. We welcome all your calls, and you must continue to call this very number, even if you have any help to render, if you have any assistance to offer, because our work is enormous. Just that our people are liars. The madnatrom asieba. They lie so much is untrue. But after a while, the whole thing begins to bubble to the surface. I don't know what is wrong with them. I must offer very special prayers to Chukwu Abiama to make these people that come close to us to do so in truth and honesty. Therefore, wherever you are, I must welcome you. I must do so by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those of you in the Far Eastern part of the world that have demonstrably proven once again that indeed you are the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. Our work is relentless. We must pursue it. We cannot contemplate anything else. We must do so knowing fully well that Chukwu Abiama is the only God we are worthy of worshipping. Chukwu Abiama is God, and we must worship him. Therefore, go and tell your friends, tell your family, tell your parents if they're not with you. Tell every of your relatives, your friends, even if they are not living in the same country with you. Go and tell them that Radio Biafra is live. You can inbox them. You can send them text messages. You can even call them on the phone. You can send emails across. Tell them that the only radio station that, when it's on, wakes up humanity, that we are live right now, and that we are disseminating this very information from this part of the world in order to ensure that Biafra comes and that we commence our march this very, very year. It is not easy to get 100 men who are resolute, who are determined, who are dedicated. But we are also determined in our path to make sure that this very divine number is raised here. And this year we must march. I am not going to stop what I'm doing. I am not going to be fatigued. I am not going to get tired. Therefore, our enemies must also prepare for the long haul. What we have come to do is exceedingly very simple. To ensure that Biafra is restored and the destruction of the Zoological Republic is destruction, by which I mean may not be physical, but just that the name Nigeria doesn't exist anymore. That the word Nigeria is expunged from history books. And that we go back to where we come from. The same way that Yugoslavia no longer exists, the same way that USSR or Soviet Union no longer exists, is the same way that the zoo called Nigeria will no longer exist. Things are happening here and this evening, as we shall demonstrate to your understanding, making sure that we infuse enlightenment, that we infuse understanding, knowledge and wisdom for all our listeners across the face of this very planet to be able to grasp this very gospel that is being preached here every blessed day. Things are happening here. You may not know it. Your parents may not tell you because they don't listen to Radio Biafra. There is no other channel. In fact, people here, the school system and the journalism, the quality of journalism here makes people intellectually poorer than they were born. If your parents are listening to NTA, listening to the drivel coming from state-owned TV stations, which is either Okorocha or Chendo Global, at every 2 seconds, then you are doing your parents a disservice. If you cannot afford 6,000 naira to install satellite for your parents in the village, you are not a good son or a good daughter. If you cannot allow your parents to participate, to listen to Radio Biafra every blessed day, you are not a good son or a good daughter. If your parents are not there, you must have uncles. If you don't have uncles, you must have relatives. Even if you must come from a village, from a community somewhere, you can install one for them. So that every evening they gather together. Nobody is telling them the truth here. People are not understanding. Some of you don't. You pretend as if you're deaf. The news here is geared towards serving the interest of the criminal class, the politicians. You cannot hear any decent news coming. I'm telling you, come here, you will see it yourself. It's always singing the praise of one baboon or the other. If you want to make sure, people talk about this poverty and this knowledge deficit in society. How are you going to eradicate it? It's by teaching people, by educating them. How is the best way or the best form of education? It is through mass media, mass dissemination of information. We cannot go to houses every blessed evening and knock on the door and start teaching people. No, we congregate on Radio Biafra right across this very world. And we teach each other what we do not know previously. If you're telling me you cannot afford, if you're in England, you cannot afford, how much is it? Is it £30 or thereabout? Less than 30, maybe £25. To ensure that you install satellites for your village, for your parents, for your siblings, for your loved ones, for them to, it doesn't matter where they are. They can be living in Guzo. They can be living in Gwagwalada, in Abuja. It doesn't matter where they are. They can be living in Katsina. It doesn't matter. Make sure that they install Radio Biafra satellite decoder and the dish. That is all you can do for them. And let them join this very, oh my goodness me, groundbreaking and phenomenal education that takes place on this very platform of Blessed Day. Because if you allow them to keep listening to NTA, to all these useless rubbish TV channels, the little they have in their brain is being taken away from them. They will come out poorer. That is why people must be educated. The only reason why we have never had a revolution in this part of the world is because of the very wretched and pathetic quality of journalism that you have available. All these things Radio Biafra have come to sweep aside. Sweep them aside and let people understand how to make the right choices to ensure they advance their own well-being, both individually, as a family, and collectively as a society. These are the things we must understand. These are the things we must do. And that is why Radio Biafra is exceptional. That is where we have come. No, we have not just come. That is why Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come to serve him in truth and honesty. Because we do not lie. You may not believe it, it doesn't matter. But that is an indisputable fact. Nobody can dispute it. Because we have the facts and the evidence to substantiate every assertion we place on this very most noble of all platforms, that this is Radio Biafra. We are on CHK 97.6 across swathes of Biafra land. CHK 97.6, Radio Biafra is also on satellite. Radio Biafra is online as well on radiobiafra.co. All the W's you can think of. W, there are only three W's. W, dot, then radiobiafra.co. The same thing applies to ipob.org. www.ipob.org. By IPOB, we mean Indigenous People of Biafra.org. Our lines are cutting again today, and we are fed up of this. We are fed up of our lines cutting all the time. Our lines are cutting, and we cannot come to you. We can't come to you with our lines cutting this way. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. You must be used to this by now. We are coming to you live and direct from the Zoological Republic, or Biafra is still part of it anyway. Therefore, we must get accustomed to intermittent transmission. Our broadcast will cut from time to time because the infrastructure here is not enough. And also, our lines are being hacked to death, more or less. They are doing everything they can by instructing the telecommunication companies not to carry our signal. That is why we have these problems. Anytime we come in here, the first few days is always very easy for us because they don't know how to track us. And then once they get a lock onto what we are doing, they lock on it, and then they begin to tamper with our lines. They begin to mess with what we are doing. And for that very reason, things are no longer the way they should be. This is Radio Biafra. I must welcome you back once again, wherever you are. I don't know if the barrister has been able to join me. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? My goodness me, even this is not working. Barrister, you can hear me, but I cannot hear you. Stay where you are. Let me try once again to see if I can use any of the other channels to connect you, please. Can you hear me? No, you can't. This particular... Oh, my goodness me. This is not working today, is it? Please, barrister, I will implore you to call me. Try and call me via +44 208 133 9976, please, barrister. If you can hear me, try and call via +44 208 133 9976, please. I plead and I beg of you, because this very line, for some reason, is not picking up calls. Or, barrister, you can also attempt or try to call via +234 816 861 3291, please. Which MFO, make sure the barrister gets this. +234 816 861 3291. That appears to be a safer line, or a better line to call than +234 805 909 8137. That keeps breaking. That's the one they have hacked to pieces. In fact, they've more or less locked that very line. It no longer comes through as it should all the time. This is Radio Biafra, and we welcome you. But we are using both lines this evening nonetheless. +234 816 861 3291. I repeat, +234 816 861 3291. We are also on +234 805 909 8137. For our universal line, we are on +44 78 31, that is for Tango and for Viber, please. +44 783 130 8376. If you want to or wish to call us on our universal line, the number to call is +44 208 1339976. This is Radio Biafra. I regret to inform you that we have switched off rblworld.tv. You may not be able to hear us on rblworld.tv. Please, if you have been affected, go to any of our other lines. Please go to any of other portals, www.radiobiafra.co. You can go to ipob.org. You can go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. And you can also go to tunein.com. Go to tunein.com as well as radioforest.net. This is Radio Biafra, and we welcome you. I am trying to get hold of the very eminent barrister, and as I'm trying to do so, I must offer praise and adoration to Chukwu Abiama, the most high God that we worship, the maker of the heavens and this very earth, and therefore every honor and glory must go to him. I believe that I have been connected with the very eminent barrister himself. But before I introduce the barrister, I must remind each and every one of you listening today that my name is Nnamdi Kanu, the director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of heaven, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I presume, I believe that barrister can now hear me. Can you please confirm, barrister, that you are with me live and direct?
Yes, Director, I'm here with you live and direct.
Thank you very much. Please proceed. The whole world is waiting. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening, Director. Good evening, Director. Once again, I tried connecting, but it wasn't possible. And you've done your best to get me involved into our broadcast this evening. Fellow Biafrans, I thank all of you for your endurance, for your support, and for staying with us all this while. We greet you. Wherever you're listening from, whichever device you are using, we are here. Radio Biafra PM edition, which MFO was on earlier in the morning. AM, he never misses. Of course, you hear music if MFO is not around. And our director is on. And it's PM. He has always been broadcasting from wherever he is, ceaselessly. Wherever he's standing, wherever he's sitting, wherever he's sleeping, he always brings Radio Biafra to you. We thank you for your listenership. We thank you for your support. We thank you for tagging along with us, because all of you know that surely Biafra must come. And this particular time is very, very tangent to all we do. It's very, very important that all of you should be focused on this particular regime, because the zoo is already falling and crumbling. And very soon, of course, you see the result, because Buhari is there. And Jonathan, how many attempts, or since I've meeting him twice, Radio Biafra told you that this guy, if he doesn't know what he's doing, they would definitely kill him in office. But he thought that we are just talking rubbish. But time will come when some of you, if not all of you, remember what he said here on Radio Biafra. We thank you for everything you've done for us, and you're still doing with us. We remain votive on this particular program of bringing Biafra to Biafran people. Not this shenanigan Nigeria that has long expired. This is 2015. Nigeria expired 2013, 21st December. But this is 2015. I promise you, Nigeria will not exist past this particular year. But the time is coming, and all of you will see it. Director Owa, the only man who sits on throne and tells you how he is. It doesn't mean his words. Whatever he says stands. And of course, all of you, you are all witnesses to what we do here with Biafra. Director, I'm with you. Good evening.
Good evening, barrister. Of course, you will remain with me. After our news presentation, then barrister will come back to us via this very channel once again to give us the benefit of his understanding, his take, his analysis on our presentation this very evening. But without further hesitation, I must please once again remind each and every one of you that this is Radio Biafra, that we are live and direct, that the whole world is listening to us, including even President Obama. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. If you're struggling receiving us on RBL World due to the shortage of bandwidth we have here in the zoo and interference with our other lines, please ensure you go to www.radiobiafra.co. If you cannot get in because it is full, because Millions are listening all over the world and draining the bandwidth in that process as well. You must please go to ipob.org. IPOB, IP, I for India, P for Peter, O for Oscar, B for Bravo, ipob.org. You will also go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. However you have chosen to participate, we must welcome you because it is our duty to do so, to ensure that this gospel is preached every blessed day, not minding who gets upset in the process, because our interest is to ensure the ceaseless propagation of this very gospel in truth and honesty, that Biafra may come and every honor and glory belonging to heaven, as it should rightfully be. That is why we are here, and that is why Biafra will come under our watch. Just watch and see. There are difficulties. People lie a lot to us. They try to tell us one thing. People are very hungry. Of course, you understand that. So sometimes they exaggerate what they can do. You give them money to go and do those things, and after 2-3 hours or a day or two, they come back with stories. Always stories. Nothing ever seems to be what it should be. Always stories. That leads me to wonder sometimes, are you sure these people are worth saving? That is what I ask myself, because of the behaviors we encounter every blessed day. You can go through a whole day, you will not find any honest person. That is how bad things are over here. You will go through a whole day, you will not meet any human being, young or old, that speaks the truth. We want decent people to come up. We need decent Biafrans to emerge. We want those who will pursue this very noble enterprise in truth and honesty, that Chukwu Abiama's name may be praised. And that is why we are here. That is why we are Radio Biafra. And that is why this evening, as always, we are on CHK 97.6. We are on satellite, on Amos, on Eutelsat, on Darsat, on Arab Satellite. We also happen to be, as I said, online. Just go to Google and type in Radio Biafra. And I also welcome those that call us during the day. Everybody giving us, every good wish they can muster. People trying to, encourage us with kind words. We welcome all of that. But we also need your support. We need concrete support. What we are doing requires heavy, heavy funding. I can tell you that. We need support from everybody right across the board. This is Radio Biafra. I will now proceed on this very day, the second day of February 2015, with the time standing at very close to exactly 8:30 p.m. here, 7:30 in London. That is p.m. I am sure by now you must have told your friends and your family that you are listening to Radio Biafra. You can always listen to us via all the portals and all the channels I have given to you. If you have gone to RBL World, you may not be able to get us, because our signaling our feed into that very platform is subject to very severe restrictions this very evening. Therefore, find alternative platforms. Go to radioforest.net. Go to tunein.com. Download TuneIn app. It is there. Nothing will happen to it. You will listen to us live and direct. We must therefore now proceed to present our news, headlines, and accompanying news summary. Whenever I say something, that thing comes to pass. If I tell you something, believe you me, that thing always happens. If I tell you somebody is bad, that person is evil. They can pretend for a few weeks and months, but eventually they showcase themselves. As with Rochas Okorocha now opening a gay club in Owerri, where homosexuals can party in the land of God, Chukwu Abiama. We have nothing against anybody's orientation. That is your business, what you do with yourself. But I don't expect a government to be spending people's money trying to build a nightclub exclusively devoted for people of a particular, disposition, so to speak. You know where things are happening. You know where very terrible and awful things are happening, culminating in Okorocha opening up a gay club. You know where. Anytime I tell you somebody is bad, they are bad. They can pretend, they can maybe try to bamboozle a few people, but in the end, they showcase who they are. I told Jonathan, you will die in office. He thought I was joking. Jonathan runs for election and is voted in. Jonathan will be killed in office. Mark my words somewhere. And with this very headline this evening, that goes to reinforce what we have always known, that 2015, as reiterated by Barrister Mamezu, is the end of the zoo. This year, 2015, Oboda Anwugan is dead. Everybody is fed up. People you meet on the... Everybody is fed up. They don't know what to do because they have not been listening to Radio Biafra. They have not been getting any decent or sound education. Now that we are here, it is your responsibility. Only 6,000 Naira to ensure. That is the cost price. I mean, I'm not telling you what it will cost us to transport to your village. That depends on how far or near it is from where the engineers are based. 6,000 Naira only. You can make sure that your family gets decent, proper education. You can make sure that your village is educated. You can make sure that your entire town is educated. You can make sure that your relatives and your loved ones get a decent, sound education from Radio Biafra every blessed day without fail. It is you that can make that very possible. If you want to install satellite, you have not done so before. We know why we keep saying satellite all the time. Because Biafra Television will come via that very decoder that you'll be using to listen to us. Therefore, the number to call is 080-359-86251. I repeat, this is the number to call even during the day. If you have anything to offer, this is the number to call. 080-359-86251. Call that very number and we'll direct you where to go to get satellite installed in your country home, maybe in your village square. Because if people listen to us always, as we are making sure they do, just that communicating is a very expensive business, believe you me. Once they listen to us, they will change. They will run away at first. They say, oh my goodness, India, Hannah, Paddy, Maddo, what they say. But after a while, they will always come back. They will say, but what they're saying is the truth, and then they come back. That is the way it works with us. Please endeavor you call. Make sure you call 080-359-86251 so that we can install satellite for your people here if you're abroad, or if you have anybody in Kano about to be killed as well. Anybody in Sokoto, under the Sultanate of Sokoto, the Caliphate itself, they are better off getting Radio Biafra on satellite before they are killed, at least. Because they will be killed. That is for sure. We continue this very day to report to the whole world listening. Everybody knows because it's a big, I mean, of course, it's a breaking news. So everybody has been reporting on it. Jonathan escapes an assassination attempt. They wanted to kill Jonathan today. And he escaped. Next time, he will not be that lucky. Jonathan escapes assassination attempt today. Narrowly avoids deadly bomb blast where he went to conduct a rally in Gombe. Jonathan is a very lucky boy this evening. He should be dead. Also, other people are reporting Jonathan escapes death. That is how they reported it. That Jonathan have escaped death. Explosion in Gombe. Shortly after Jonathan's campaign. By a few minutes, the detonator didn't work very well, or the timing was wrong. They timed it at a particular time, which means somebody inside PDP is giving information to APC Boko Haram, and they feed it to Shekau and his men. They wanted to kill Jonathan today, and I told Jonathan they will kill you. People in Niger Delta, they think that because of the oil, because they have oil, and because of that, there will be that fear factor that if Jonathan leaves, then the so-called northern elite, the criminals you have in Ugwawasa, will prevail upon Boko Haram not to assassinate Jonathan because their oil interest is at stake. One calculation the so-called Niger Delta people never took into consideration is this. Boko Haram doesn't give a damn. All they want is to maximize the headline to be taken very seriously as a very deadly terrorist group. They don't give a damn if there is oil flowing or not. After all, they have access to the $18 billion. Ask them if I'm lying. Every northern governor, you are under an oath to contribute every blessed month as part of your monthly allocation to an Arewa defense fund. That defense fund today stands at a staggering 18 billion. So they can survive without oil for some time. That is one thing you need to understand. That Boko Haram will pursue Jonathan and they will take him out if Jonathan doesn't act or do what he is supposed to do. And he knows what those things are and he should go and act upon them. Other people are also reporting Jonathan escaped death today in Gombe. We're also reporting explosions everywhere. NNPC petrol pipeline explodes in Arekpo in Ogun. NNPC petrol pipeline explodes in Arekpo in Ogun. There is explosion everywhere. NNPC petrol pipeline in Ogun State. Does Ogun State have oil? The answer is no. But they have oil inside the pipeline from Biafra land. But they cannot pipe water to Izuku in Aba, but they can pipe oil from Okwa all the way to Ogun State. Amazing stuff, isn't it? Oil can leave Biafra land. They can distribute oil, kerosene, anything they like, but they cannot distribute drinking water. Tell me what other greater wickedness there is apart from that. They can distribute, when it comes to oil, they don't spare any expense. They spend all it takes to ensure that oil is flowing. Crude oil, they love it so much. But please, the same technology that is moving this crude oil through these pipes, can you use it to please pump drinking water, clean water? The answer is no. They won't do it. That is why this place is a zoo full of animals, because they can't reason properly. NNPC petrol pipeline explodes in Arekpo in Ogun State. Please, if you experience any disruption in our broadcast this evening, don't despair. We are in the zoo. I don't know what you expect. We are in the Zoological Republic. Please, you must bear with us. You must bear. It hasn't caught. We are fine so far. But the only thing is that we are not coming to you on rblworld.tv. That is the only shortcoming of our broadcast this evening. We also reporting this very day. Disqualification for Buhari. Court have now ordered the service of documents on Buhari and INEC. Buhari cannot run. Buhari is not qualified to contest. And it is too late for APC to field another candidate. Because of that, this zoo is imploding. People don't. It is the perfect storm. Everything is coming together to conspire against the survival of this Satan's enclave. It seems to be about the devil lives here. What are those things? A very decrepit, imbecilic looking president, devoid of any ideas. A man that lacks gravitas. He doesn't command anything at all. Jonathan is a very weak president, the worst I've ever seen. On top of that, you have somebody in the shape of Buhari, an Islamist, an avowed terrorist, the chief sponsor of terrorism, Muhammadu Buhari. He didn't go to school, but he rose to the rank of major general with no certificate. Only an Awosai Fulani can achieve that. Now the courts are saying, you cannot run. They have served summons on Buhari and INEC. If INEC fields Buhari, they will be drowning in court after the election. Because Buhari should not have run. Everything is happening here. But are your people in the village getting this news? Where you have CHK 97.6, of course they are. And very soon everybody will get it. But it's going to cost us a lot of money. Believe you me. It's an expensive thing to run it. If you doubt me, walk into the nearest radio station and ask them, how much is your running cost in a year? And they will tell you. Talk less of one that is global. Radio Biafra is everywhere around the world. The only people on radio, on satellite, and online at the same time. Live, I said. At the same time. The largest indigenous broadcaster anywhere on the face of this very planet. We don't sing our own praises, but it's very very good to remind people once in a while how big we are. We are not that small, you know. Radio Biafra is not small. It is a global concern. I said global because right now, this very second, people in Bolivia are listening. People in Peru are listening to Radio Biafra. People in Alaska are listening to Radio Biafra. Those of them in Russia are listening. In Finland, everywhere you go to, all the way to the Cape of Good Hope in South Africa, people are listening. That is called a global reach. It is a phenomenon that few people can replicate, only on Radio Biafra. Buhari, show us your certificate now. The courts have weighed in. The courts have now come in to ask Buhari, you must tender your certificates or else you stand aside. And that will precipitate the collapse, very violent collapse of the zoo. Awusa people have been sharpening their knives to kill you again. Remember how they killed your fathers in 1966? They will do it again. Do you know why? Because history is very funny. It has a habit of repeating itself. History will repeat itself. And most of you in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, you will be killed. And I will not campaign for justice to be done. I will not talk about you because you died for nothing. You chose to die. You chose death over life. Because you chose ignorance over knowledge. Suicide bomber targets politician, kills 6 in Yobe. I hope UN, you are listening. You can see the amount of death on a daily basis. Every day, people are dying. They are being blown to bits. Premature death. Every blessed day in the zoo here, people are dying. Why are they dying? It is as a result, or should I say, a combination of stupidity and monumental ignorance. Killing people every day, especially Igbo people resident in the northern part of this very zoo. Suicide bomber targets politician, kills 16 Yobe. Once you give Islam the green light to embark on jihad, they never ever stop. Ask Britain, Britain will tell you. Now they have taken over parts of Britain in Bradford. They have taken over parts of Luton. They have taken over parts. In fact, the whole of Yorkshire is gone. Bradford is gone. Leeds gone. All those places, they are now. Go to France. There are places in France where their gendarmes cannot go to. The French police can't go there because they have Sharia law. They never, ever stop. They never stop. That is something you must understand. They never, ever stop. Even the Japanese today have sworn, you know, when Japan swears, it means a lot. Their prime minister have come out to say that they will never, ever forgive the Islamic State, ISIS, for beheading a Japanese. And you know what that means. When Japan says something, they mean it. Watch what they will do. He's not like Obama. Obama is a Muslim, parading himself as a Christian, occupying the White House in America, which I don't think a black person is qualified to occupy anyway, in my opinion. In my humble opinion, I don't think we have done enough to be elected the president of the USA. I don't believe that black people, you have done enough. No, you have not. You have not done enough. I say it and I can defend it anytime, any place, anywhere. Civil rights and equality, yes. To be the most powerful man in the whole world, the answer is no, because you have nothing to show for it. Obama reminds me of Jonathan. He is there and people are being beheaded left, right, and center. Too little, too late. Suicide bomber targets politician, kills 16 Yobe. Do you think this is going to stop? You must be dreaming. This suicide bombing will continue forever and ever until we build that wall separating Biafra land from the land of the infidels, from the land of the uncircumcised, from the land of the children of Ishmael. We don't want to mix with them. They are not part of us and can never be. We are the chosen children of God. Some of you don't know this. Although you go and kneel before a Yoruba pastor and bring curse upon yourself, you don't know it, that you're a child of heaven. You don't know it, but here we tell you the very fact and the truth. If you like, go to any other place and show me where you go to each and every family and there is, somebody answers chukwu or there is praise to God in their name. Name the country in the world, including Israel. I want you to name the country in the world where in every family, somebody is answering a name, praising chukwu Abiyama in heaven. Praising God in heaven. Nwachukwu, do you know the meaning of it? Nwachukwu means the child of God. What else are you looking for? You kneel down before a Yoruba man who was once a Muslim, as in TB Joshua, once a Muslim. You kneel and say, I want salvation from you. Oh my God. Suicide bomber have now killed a politician, or targets politician, killed six in Yobe. This is Radio BFF. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are live, we are direct every blessed day in the morning and the evening when we can, but we try to come to you live and direct every evening, 8 p.m. here in Biafra land and in the wider zoo, as a matter of fact. Three courts have been bombed in Rivers. I hope you and Ban Ki-moon, you're recording all these things we are reporting on Radio Biafra. Three more courts bombed in Rivers. They said, oh, we don't want violence, but there is violence already. There is violence already. If this very election goes ahead, men will die. And Jonathan will be held responsible for it. Maybe they love seeing people die, sharing blood and sharing money. Maybe, I don't know, if it is part of the wider, some people in the West that wants to see the population of Africa go down. So they will do anything to see it go down. I don't know if Jonathan is part of them. Jonathan, your policies are leading to the death of millions of people. They say it is thousands, but it is a lie. Cholera. People don't know there is bird flu here now. You don't know there is cholera here now. People don't know that. No, they don't know. Nobody is telling them. Hey, there is a rally at a stadium. How many of you are going? The news in the zoo will not tell people that there is avian flu here, bird flu here in the zoo. They will not tell you that cholera is in 11 states, killing people due to bad hygiene, filth everywhere, refuse disposal in the middle of the road, people living on top of dustbin, on top of rubbish, as a matter of fact, and also drinking contaminated water. They will not tell you that news. Why would they? It's not catchy enough. And people don't understand. A black person don't know that cholera kills. A black person doesn't know. As long as the water looks clean, they drink it. They think it's clean. No, it is not. People are dying. Are they reporting it? No. They are only having to rely on Radio Biafra to speak the truth. That is why all the families in Biafra land must at least be on satellite, if not any other thing. Very, very important. You can run with ordinary car battery for the 3 hours. It's possible. We must learn to be self-reliant and creative. We want to saturate the world with the truth. And that truth is what will make Biafra come sooner than we all expect. Stop beating war drums. The Sultan of Sokoto warns Bishop Oyedepo, Asare Dokobo, and others. The Sultan of Sokoto is warning Bishop Oyedepo, the Yoruba man, Asare Dokobo, and other people to stop beating war drums. My dear Sultan, Boko Haram is not beating war drums. They are actually in it. Wouldn't it have been better for Boko Haram to talk about war and not go to war than to be slaughtering people every blessed day, my dear Sultan? Sultan, are you not in support of Boko Haram? Did you or did you not provide them with spiritual guidance? As the head of Islam, have you come out before categorically to condemn Boko Haram? But you are coming out to try and warn people because Islam is on the march. The Sufists, in fact, it's not even Sufist. The tendency they belong to is called Wahhabism. Most of you don't know what Wahhabism means. Wahhabism is a very potent, deadly form of Sunni sect in Islam. That is where ISIS belongs to. Ask the Sultan of Sokoto. He is not Shia. He is a Wahhabist. These are the people that rewrote the Quran. Where the Quran previously said the devil, they put in Jew there. Go and ask them in Saudi Arabia. If I'm lying. Did you or did you not change the Quran? The answer is yes. You demonized the Jewish race by inserting inside the Quran that the Jews are devil. that the Jews are essentially the devil that we're talking about. Is that true or false? Therefore, fermenting hatred against the chosen children of God, which your Quran recognized. The old Quran recognized Israel as the chosen children of God. Because after all, Muhammad is a plagiarist. He just copied it with the help of Roman Catholicism. Roman Catholics helped him to copy the Bible and present it at his own. In Quran. That is why they replicated verbatim the first five books of Moses. Go to the Quran, you will see it. Including the Ten Commandments. It is there. This is Radio Biafra. In case you're wondering, when you listen to us, it's not like listening to any other thing you have ever listened to. We are different because here, we make sure every blessed day you get away with something. You learn something new. Every blessed day. There is a branch in Islam of Sunni Islam. Within Sunni Islam, you have the Sufis and you have the Wahhabis. The Wahhabis are the most deadly. That is where Osama bin Laden comes from. That is where the same branch, the same sect that the Sultan of Sokoto comes from. It's called Wahhabism. Do you know who brought it? The Wahhabist tendency to sweep away the old Islam in our land. Othman Damfodio. A Fulani man. He brought war to this place. Othman Damfodio brought war to our land. His brand of Islam is Wahhabism. Go and check it anywhere. Very, very deadly. Very, very virulent. They gave birth to Al-Qaeda. They gave birth to Taliban. They now gave birth to ISIS. They gave birth to Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb. They gave birth also to Boko Haram. Wahhabism. That is the same sect of Sunni Islam that this Sultan belongs to. Sultan of Sokoto. Ask him and he will confirm to you that Radio Biafra is correct. He is warning Bishop Oyedepo. They are the ones at war, trying to Islamize everybody. They are the ones telling you, oh, don't talk about war. Don't talk about war. But you are already at war. When you went to a church and killed our people in Damaturu, 25th of December 2011. Is that correct or not? You went there and you destroyed lives and properties. Because Buhari lost election. Because it is an apostasy. It is against the rule of Islam for a non-Islam to preside over the lives of Muslims. Is it true or false? Therefore, Jonathan is an unbeliever. As long as he is not part of Islam, they can never regard him as a head of state. That is why they will kill him if he doesn't take time. The Zoo government is owing their pensioners 42 months, pensioners have not been paid by Jonathan's administration. Old people that worked very hard, they have gone for their pensions, they're not being paid for 42 months. And they say Nigeria is rich, giant of Africa. Pensioners not being paid. People suffering left, right, and center. Pain. And devastation everywhere. And what are they doing about it? Nothing. They'll ask them, give them stomach infrastructure, one bag of Dangote rice to go and eat and sleep. Boko Haram, United Nations Agency calls for humanitarian funds for refugees. At least the UN is calling it what it should be. Not displaced persons. Internally displaced persons. No, they are refugees. That's what you have here. Refugees. That's what you have here. UN is now launching an appeal fund for refugees. But UN, you don't need to. I will canvass very seriously for the United Nations not to pressure countries around the world to donate one dime. And this will form part of our tweet tomorrow morning. That United Nations should not contribute anything towards relief materials in the zoo. Why is that the case? Because Babangida has money abroad. Bola Ahmed Tinubu has money abroad. You have Dangote, who is the most, they say he's the richest black man in the world. They have money. These people have stolen over 78 trillion. All the money is in Swiss bank accounts, in the Cayman Islands. The money is in Belize. Some of the money is in Liechtenstein. Some of the money is even in America, in Britain, in Canada. Bring all the stolen money back. You don't need to contribute one single dime for relief materials until they have returned all the stolen money that they stole before you can contribute. Now, UN is running a relief. That's what I say about white people. At least they are very kind. Can you imagine African people running a relief for somebody? Of course not. The wickedness in Africa is unbecoming. You know, when people were dying of starvation in Ethiopia, African people never did anything. It took a bunch of school children to be singing songs in England and Bob Geldof to do something about it. Grown-up men were not able to walk because of hunger in Ethiopia. 1985, let's save the world. Michael Jackson led a team of musicians as well in the USA to launch an album that every penny, every dime made from that very record went to feed poor, starving families in Ethiopia. African people without shame. Musicians who play music for you and give you money you take to buy maize and rice. I thought you said a human being. Do what humans do. Feed yourselves. But you cannot do it because you're in Africa and you're very poor. APC have now, APC, they are saying they have bought 20 million votes. They said, we have secured 20 million votes. We will defeat Jonathan and Sambo in their hometowns, according to Yegun. They've not cast any vote, you know. But the man is telling you how many votes they've got already. 20 million. Welcome to the zoo. We continue this very evening. Atiku Abubakar, there must be elections in the Northeast in 2015. Atiku Abubakar is saying there must be elections. That is why when I call people baboons and monkeys, people say, oh, but you are insulting people. Don't insult them. I say, but when a man is this daft and stupid, what do you expect me to say? And this man, in case you have forgotten, used to be the vice president of this collection of animals under Obasanjo. Look at his language. There must be elections in the Northeast in 2015. Must, M-U-S-T. Oh, now that Maiduguri is surrounded by Boko Haram, you're saying it's a must. There must be. How are they going to get in there to conduct elections in Borno State? People don't reason sometimes. But I don't blame them. I blame the British. And I hope the British are following. I hope the British government is following what is happening here in their creation. Anene begs not to reciprocate South-South support for past Northern leaders. Now, this man called Anene, he has come up now to expose to the whole world why South-South, so-called South, is in trouble. Mind you, there is no place in this world called South-South. It's only in the zoo here. It's only in Nigeria that you have South-South. But there is no North-North, you know. No West-West or East-East. Is South South. Why South South? Because they want to divide Biafra land into two so that they can conquer and plunder, as the case may be. Now, this man called Anene, this is when you talk about criminals, Dinesh Wushi, rogues, this is the daddy of them all. This man, Anene, he's in PDP. He is begging the North, Awusa Fulani, to remember the betrayal of Biafra by South-South. And because of that, support Jonathan. Because in the past, the so-called Niger Delta, they have abandoned their own brothers, their own flesh and blood, the Igbo people. They have gone for Hausa people. And Anene is just reminding them, remember that South-South has been loyal to you people before. Try and reciprocate. I hope it's making sense now. They never knew that Radio Biafra was going to come, did they? If they had known. Only if they had known. Ezu River victims were murdered, says autopsy. I'm sure some of you have forgotten. As them Banaso from my village once said, Okay, Ajuyi, Adotuye Noko. Do you think we're going to abandon Ezu River victims? The answer is no. Do you think we're going to abandon the campaign for Biafrans detained illegally? The answer is no. Tomorrow we go full tilt. Tweet Tuesday is tomorrow. For some of you in the far eastern part of the world, it is now. You must tweet. Start tweeting. Ezu River victims were murdered. But who killed them? The answer is simple. It is Peter Obi. Peter Obi killed them and ordered for them to be buried in mass graves. That is why Igbo land is backwards. Because you people have committed abomination on soil by burying people in mass graves in the holy land that Chukwu Abiama made. Peter Obi asked for his own kind to be slaughtered in cold blood and dumped in a river. We demand the full autopsy of Ezu River. We demand the full Senate report on this very matter as well, that families may find closure to this very matter. I hope Ban Ki-moon is listening. The whole world should be listening to us this very evening. Why did Peter Obi ask for fellow Igbo people to be killed, young men? Ask yourself that question. Why? They say, oh, there are armed robbers, there are kidnappers. So you don't have kidnappers and armed robbers in Yoruba land? How many governors across this very zoo has ever ordered to come out, bring people out and shoot them and try to conceal the crime? I want people in America to understand. We want people in Europe to understand why we don't want to be part of this zoo called Nigeria. Why should you ask for prisoners to be brought out, men awaiting trial, as the case may be? Why should you ask people who are agitating for Biafra to be brought out and executed in cold blood and dumped in a river? Did Hanese talk about it? You see, when they say I hate Hanese, it's because of I don't just hate somebody for the sake of it. I use what you do as example. Did Ohanese ever get up to say what happened to our children? Ohanese cannot tell me they never heard of Ezu River before, because the Senate came down. There was a Senate committee that came down to look into the matter. There is no the campaign being it was only by Radio Biafra, nobody else. Buying an Iban as well. Who has time? This evening we bring it up again. Ezu River victims were murdered by Peter Obi. Peter Obi, Onyoshi, he came into power using APGA, now he's in PDP. Typically Igbo man. Backstabbers. They will betray you. Igbo people are natural betrayers. They will always betray. But I came prepared for them. When I'm doing something with them, I expect failure. I expect them to come back with an excuse, and they don't fail. Oh, excuses all the way through. But don't worry, it's not going to stop us. Our work is on track. Nobody or nothing is going to stop us. That concludes our news headlines this evening, and we must therefore go on to present the accompanying news summary wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. After the presentation of our news summary, we shall open our lines and then take your calls after the very eminent barrister must have spoken, because the barrister must speak. He must give us his views and analysis regarding our presentation this very evening. This is Radio Biafra. Jonathan narrowly escapes death. They wanted to kill Jonathan. As I told him, they will kill him. They will kill him in office. Watch and see. Unless he takes time, they will kill him. This is being reported by Telegraph. This is Telegraph newspaper in the UK. The report was filed by Andrew Masvell and other agency writers as well. Not from Radio Biafra. I am reporting because you know you love your Yubo very well. This is from a white man's perspective, please, so that you will be able to believe us as well. You know, if you present news, if you want black people to believe any news, get a white person to read that news. You know, we are so inferior that anything a white person does, we say it is good. So I am telling you now that this news I'm about to read was not written by Radio Biafra editorial board. It was written by a white man, so that you can believe what we're telling you. Black people. Goodluck Jonathan, the Nigerian president, narrowly avoided a deadly bomb at a re-election campaign rally in the city of Gombe on Monday. That is today. A bomb exploded in a car park 200 yards outside the stadium just 3 minutes after the Nigerian president left. Only they missed the timing by 3 minutes. Somebody from inside PDP gave Boko Haram Jonathan's movement and coordinates. They planted the bomb in such a way that it would have hit and killed Jonathan on the spot. Remember Harare, the Lebanese prime minister that was assassinated with a car bomb that Iran masterminded his assassination in Beirut. That's what they wanted to do. To sink Jonathan. Jonathan narrowly escaped death by 3 minutes. I told Jonathan, before all these things started happening, I told Jonathan, you will be killed in office. They will kill you. Somebody is telling you, oh, go, let Oyedepo pray for you. Go, let another Yoruba pastor pray for you. I cover you by the blood of Jesus. You are insane. I will suffer and it will kill you. Because the sins of the fathers will always be visited upon the children. Up to the fifth generation. Go and mark it down somewhere. The same South-South. You people, we are supporting Awosa Fulani. So-called South-South. Awosa Yoruba told you, Igbo man is your problem. You agreed. Now, Mr. South-South, Jonathan, who is trying to kill you? The same Awosa people, isn't it? The same Awosa. That cancer, we were served very well and they killed him. Remember, Awosa. Look at Chibika Amaechi that answering wrote to me now running after Buhari's campaign. Him and the people who are useless, people without shame and honor, just crumbs falling off the master's table. They will sacrifice him as well. Look at you. You people say we are South-South, part of Niger Delta. Jonathan, today, who is trying to kill you? The same Awosa Fulani people that your kinsmen have been serving. Only Biafra can save you. Jonathan, without Biafra, you're a dead man walking. I must continue. 3 minutes after the zoo president left the premises, the bomb exploded. There was no claim of responsibility for the attack, but the city has been hit by suspected Boko Haram militants in the past, and suspicion was likely to fall on the Islamist group. Initial reports suggested that the blast came from a car bomb, but rescue workers and health officials said two female suicide bombers were suspected of being behind the attack. We have evacuated two bodies of females we believe were suicide bombers behind the blast, said a rescue worker. A comment backed by a medical source at Gombe State Specialist Hospital. Mohammed Bolari, who was at the rally in the northeastern city, said the explosion happened at about 3:10 p.m., just 3 minutes after Mr. President's departure. Oh, my goodness me. They missed it by 3 minutes. Today, we'll be talking about something else. And once Jonathan is killed, do you know those that will suffer the most? Igbo people in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. Because Niger Delta militants will rise up and carry out revenge attacks, and they will slaughter Igbo people mercilessly. And I will not campaign for them. If there is a report today that 1 million Igbo people have been slaughtered in Kano, I will not report it on Radio Biafra. I won't report it on Radio Biafra. Because they want to die. They want to be sacrificed. And they will die. All of them will perish. They think they are smart. But they will kill you. Any day Jonathan dies, there will be war. There will be chaos. And the Igbo people will be slaughtered in their millions. You think the world gives a damn? You think Obama will talk about you or Cameron? They hate you naturally anyway. They will never come to your rescue. Just bear that in mind. This is Radio Biafra. I am sure that we are okay. We are, of course. We lose signal and then it comes back. We are in the zoo. Bear with us. If you are listening and all of a sudden you cannot hear anything, please bear with us. You must bear with us. We are in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Things don't work very well here. So our signal have been subject to interference, so to speak. You must try and bear with us. This is Radio Biafra. We continue with our news presentation this very evening, the evening of the 2nd of February in the year of our Lord, 2015, with the time now standing at 12 minutes past 9 p.m. in the evening. This is Radio Biafra. We are also reporting from other sources as well that the zoo president, the zoologist, Goodluck Jonathan, escaped death as an explosion rocked the venue of his campaign in Gombe. Casualty figures are not known yet. Another explosion rocked Gombe on Monday shortly after the president finished his campaign rally in the town. It was, however, learned that the explosion occurred at the Gombe Water Board Corporation. That happens few minutes after the president's convoy passed the area. You know, look at the news. The reason why I'm bringing you this news is that I read the news presented by white people, which were factually accurate. And I brought you a news written by black people filled with lies. What they're trying to say is that, oh no, don't worry. The explosion happened in the water board. Since when did water board start exploding? The water corporation. That is the thing about black people that worries and surprises me. Why is it that journalists cannot write the truth or preach the truth as a matter of fact? White people went to the hospital and the hospital confirmed the dead bodies of two female suicide bombers. But somebody is writing in the zoo, a black journalist, that the explosion came a few meters away from the water board. Anyway, black people and lies. No wonder they are very, very poor. They have forgotten that indeed is Okubundu. They have forgotten. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to preach this very gospel this very day. NNPC petrol pipeline explosion. Everywhere is explosion. And people are saying, oh, try and conduct peaceful elections. Who told you that? There is nothing peaceful about it. Because everywhere things are happening, explosions are rocking every blessed place or every damned place, as the case may be, in this very zoo that they call Nigeria. According to reporters, the pipeline belonging to Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation, NNPC, at Arepo and Imabon, Lagos and Ogun States, respectively, have exploded. The National Emergency Management Agency officials, NEMA, firefighters were mobilized to the area while supply valves were shut in order to stop the disaster from spreading. But if there is petrol being pumped from refineries, why are you still importing petrol then? I don't get it. And then paying subsidy to the people bringing in petrol. Doesn't make sense to me. Does it make sense to you? Only in the zoo. Explosion rocks pipeline as well. There are things happening. And also news update. Disqualification court orders Buhari. They have served papers now on Buhari. They have served documents on Buhari and also INEC. Let us see if they will try and do what they were set up to do. The court. A federal high court in Abuja ordered the service of court documents on the presidential candidate of the APC, General Muhammadu Buhari, in relation to a suit, seeking to, among others, to restrain him from participating in the February 14 election. Justice Adeniyi Ademola ordered the substituted service of the court documents on Buhari and the Independent National Electoral Commission after hearing the plaintiff's application to that effect. In the suit, marked FHC, all these nonsense names, filed by Max Ozaka, the plaintiff raised 8 questions for the court's determination and prayed for, among others, an order disqualifying Buhari from contesting or participating in the election. The suit has Buhari and INEC as defendants. It is the plaintiff's contention that INEC form CF001, which the APC candidate submitted to the electoral body, was incomplete because he allegedly failed to accompany the form with any relevant academic credentials. In other words, grounds for disqualification. He also faltered some information contained in other documents he possessed, including Buhari's voter's card. Buhari is a fraud. Because Awosa Fulani is a fraud. Because Nigeria is a fraud created by the British to enslave each and every one of you. As long as you are in Nigeria, you are a slave forever and ever. Water will never flow freely in even your drainage you call gutter. Mosquitoes will always eat you alive. You will die prematurely. Life for you will be short, brutal, and, I don't know, poverty-ridden as well. Buhari wants to contest. Let us see, if, you know what they will do. They will either remove the judge, or they will settle the case, or they will settle the person that brought it, and the case will die off. And they continue. Everybody knows, Buhari, are you qualified to run? The answer is no. Why is it that the whole world is pretending that this problem doesn't exist? Why is it that black people pretend or wish problems to go away rather than confronting it? Why? Why? That is something you need to ask yourself. Suicide bomber targets politician kills 6 in Yobe. No fewer than 6 people have been killed in a fresh suicide bomb attack in Potiskum in Yobe State, northeastern part of the Zoo. According to residents, Potiskum has of recent become prone to suicide bomb attacks as several lives have been lost by bombers believed to be members of Boko Haram sect. Witnesses said the explosion occurred around 1:20 p.m. on Sunday afternoon in front of Sabo Garibu's residence, located opposite the Federal Government College in Potiskum. Sabo Garibu is the PDP candidate for the area. Do you notice how only PDP campaigns are being bombed to tell you that APC is part of Boko Haram? Okorocha is Boko Haram. Imo State is effectively Boko Haram territory. Imo State is Boko Haram territory as we speak. That is a fact. If you're following Okorocha, you are following Awosa Fulani Islam. It doesn't matter if it's from Olof, from Idata, it doesn't matter where you come from. If you support this very man, you are in support of the Islamization of the land of God. Chukwu Abiamah will not find it funny with you. Your family and generations to come will suffer. If you are in Imo State and you are part of this whole Okorocha nonsense, God in heaven will punish all of you. You people want to destroy God's creation. It won't happen. It will not happen. Owerri is part of the sons of Nri. Owerri cannot afford to let us down. Very, very important. You can't do that. Okorocha cannot prevail. We must boycott these elections. We must boycott it. Very, very important. Explosion everywhere by APC targeting PDP politicians. Jonathan escaped death today by 3 minutes, or else by now, Igbo people living in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North would have been killed. 3 courts bombed in Rivers. A coordinated bombing of 3 different courts has occurred in the politically charged South-South state of Rivers, South-South state. Oh, Chineke Onyebere. And no matter how much you educate them, they will never, ever, ever, ever listen. South-South state of Rivers, the state police command has said. A high court was bombed in Port Harcourt, the state capital, while 2 others were similarly attacked in Degema. And the Siobo police have just said. Details of the bombing, as well as casualty figures, are still, however, sketchy. News of the attack on the course came a week after suspected political thugs attacked members of the APC who were setting up equipment and canopies for a scheduled political rally. The location was later bombed. That attack on APC came a week after a secretariat of the party at Ungo community in Andoni local government area of the state was also bombed. 5 days before then, an APC office in Okrika local government area of the state was attacked with dynamite. Everywhere there's explosion, people are dying, but you are not hearing about it. Because the journalists you have here are idiots. They all you do, give them money, they write anything you want them to write. If you say today Biafra is a member of the South African Parliament, they will write. They don't investigate, they just write. And some idiots told them Biafra is not a member of the AU, and they wrote without investigating the fact. Liars and deceivers. A place born of liars. Stop with the beating war drums, according to the Sultan. When it is his own people. I want to ask the Sultan of Sokoto, ever since the aboriginal families or those of them that make up the zoo came into existence, you are the people that brought war here. Fulani people brought war to this place. Is that true or false? Without Othman Damfodio, a Fulani man, there will be no Boko Haram. It's Fulani people that brought war to this place. The war of jihad, of conquest. They conquered Awasa people. The hapless, stupid Awasa people helped them to conquer other people as well. And in the process threw away their civilization that was thousands of years old. Sultan of Sokoto, the Fulani man, he's a Fulani man. The Sultan of Sokoto
Alhaji Abubakar said has advised Bishop David Oyedepo and Niger Delta militants to stop beating the war drums over if or not. What type of English is this? Over if or not President Goodluck Jonathan fails to win the upcoming election. The Sultan, in a statement made on Sunday, along with the president of the Society for the Support of Islam in Nigeria, Jamaatul Nasrul Islam, cautioned the founder and general overseer of the Living Faith Church, Bishop David Oyedepo, to henceforth stop hitting up the polity ahead of the February election. Mr. Sultan, what is Boko Haram doing? Are they hitting up or are they killing up the polity? It is this level of crass hypocrisy, tasteless hypocrisy, people without any modicum of class nor decency. Boko Haram are the ones killing people. All the Yoruba man was doing is to talk, which is what Yorubas do. Yorubas cannot fight. So why are you taking what the Yoruba man is saying seriously? Why, I ask you? To divert the attention of the world. He never mentioned Boko Haram hitting up. What is Boko Haram cooling the polity? No. As I said, if you are not listening to Radio Biafra, you are compounding your political ignorance about the zoo. Radio Biafra is the only place you can come to and you become enlightened. I don't care who you are. Only on Radio Biafra. Everything else is rubbish. Pure nonsense. That is why we boast of millions of listeners. Our bandwidth is not even enough. People will tell you this evening that, oh, we can't listen. Even when we are streaming normally, they will say we cannot listen. Why is that? Because millions of people all over the world are logged on to Radio Biafra. Everywhere across this very planet. Some are hiding and listening. They are called secret listeners. They cannot afford to come up to say, oh my goodness me, I love what is happening. Because they feel insulted. Some say, oh, but we are Igbo. The way we talk about Igbo people. I said, no, try and change. And then we change the way we talk about you. You cannot be selling your babies and you expect us to be clapping for you. A little child in your village cannot go and get pregnant and sell the baby for 150,000 naira. You expect me to clap for you. No. We will shred you for who you are. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue this very work. And this very work is awesome. This very work is the work we must do, that Chukwu Abiama may be grateful, that Chukwu Abiama himself may be merciful. I believe that the barrister has come back to me. Please, Barrister Mamezu, I suggest you try to contact me via our universal number +44208133996, because this very line you have just called is incapable, infinitely incapable of taking any calls. If I plug it in and try, of course you have tried, barrister, try and call back on +44208133996, please. Try and do that. Thank you very much. If you call, I will take your call. They are owing pensioners 42 months of arrears. Imagine going to work and not being paid for 42 months. You will all die off. No wonder people are so weak, people are so tired, and all they want to do is to die off and leave this very wicked zoo called Nigeria. The Nigerian Union of Pensioners has said the federal government of the zoo, that is Goodluck Jonathan and his people, owe pensioners 42 months arrears and not 29 months, as erroneously quoted. 42 months they have not been paid. Do you know where this wickedness obtains? Only in Africa. Why are African people, in this COG, black people, why are you people so wicked? For 42 months, they have not been paid. 42 months. And they are dying off. They are dying off. Families are collapsing every blessed day. Oh, my goodness. Good luck, Jonathan. I have never seen a more imbecilic human being in my whole life occupying that very office. United Nations are now saying that they want to raise funds for our Fulani people who are refugees. They call them internally displaced persons, but they are refugees in the eyes of the world and humanity. The United Nations World Food Programme yesterday appealed for more funds to help address the recent exodus of refugees into Cameroon from the zoo called Nigeria. The agency also said that the risk in attack on both sides of that border had made it increasingly risky for humanitarian agencies to operate there. Now they are sending some covert intelligence workers and say they are aid workers. And Boko Haram will get hold of them and behead them. So if you're a white person planning to volunteer yourself to come and do aid work, don't come. There are Africa, after all, they have the AU, Africa Union. They claim Africa solidarity. Africans, we are one. Let them send black aid workers. Don't send white. Send black aid workers. Don't we love ourselves anymore, black people? Well, why not solidarity? Black people unite. Go and unite in Gombe and Potiskum. Black people, they make me sick. They make me horrendously sick when I think about them. APC have stolen 20 million votes. They have bought from INEC 20 million votes as they are now claiming they are going to defeat Jonathan. They have bought 20 million voter cards, according to one of their chieftains. That's what they call them here. The national chairman of the APC is Chief John Odigie Oyegun. On Sunday said that the ruling PDP has become nervous over the possible outcome of the February 14th presidential election. I am shocked at the kind of crowd I see in our various campaign grounds. For now, we have secured over 20 million votes. No votes have been cast yet, but somehow a black monkey in Lagos have determined how many votes he will get. I don't know what to say sometimes. I look at myself as a black person and I wonder, Chukwu Abiama, why are you doing this to us? Why is it that Lord, I wouldn't say, what's his name again? Frederick Lugard. Why is it that Frederick Lugard did not die of fever or malaria? Why is it that Frederick Lugard did not die in that very ship he was coming over here with? Why is it that none of the remote areas he went to, none of them shot him with a bow and nobody killed him? Look at what this Satan have just created. A monstrosity to surpass every other monstrosity. If you're a Nigerian, I feel sorry for you. If you refer to yourself as a Nigerian, I feel sorry for you. Because you're going straight to hell. For being a Nigerian, you will go to hell. And there you meet Lucifer. This is Radio Biafra. There must be elections in the Northeast. And I ask Atiku Abubakar, who is making this comment, how do you intend to do that? Atiku Abubakar, there must be elections in the Northeast, which is Borno. Maybe Boko Haram will vote. Who knows? And then he begs the North to please be merciful upon the South because of their past treachery against Biafra and how they have supported you. Chairman of the Board of Trustees of the PDP, Chief Tony Aneni, yesterday made a passionate appeal to the North to support the second term ambition of President Goodluck Jonathan. The PDP chairman, BOT chairman, in a rare admittance, noted that while the North has the legitimate right to produce the next president, said the South zone would feel shortchanged if they were to be denied the opportunity to have a full complement of tenure. This is how men who claim they are old men, geriatrics without brain. These are the type of people that make white people to laugh so much when they look at the utterances coming from the mouth of a human being. They must have their full compliment. When will Igbos get their own full compliment? When will Ibibio people get their own compliment? When will Efik get their own compliment of their tenure? It is the right of the North to produce now. I don't know where these people come from. I don't know. Does anybody know this Tony Aneni? Tell this old buffoon to just shut up because he shouldn't be speaking. Look at what a human being is saying in an age when people go to school to learn. He's saying, allow him. Why? Because South have been supporting you in the past. They have not been supporting Biafra. Not their own kind. They have been supporting our Hausa people. They voted MPN, remember? Because of the properties they stole in Port Harcourt. Now, you will see what will happen. Anyway, this zoo is finished. They can say whatever they like. And lastly, this very evening, Ezu River. We have gone back to Ezu River once again to ask the whole world to please help us prevail upon Jonathan to compel them to release the results of the autopsy. We want to see the Senate result, and that will also form part of our tweets tomorrow. Peter Obi is a murderer. Peter Obi killed these people. He killed them in cold blood. Peter Obi is the only governor to have ordered the mass execution of his own people and also ordered for their bodies to be buried in a mass grave. We can never ever forget these people. Ezu River must be revived. We need the whole autopsy, not part of it. And Peter Obi must be held to account. Peter Obi, in case you know him, is a mass murderer. He's a killer. Ezu River is testimony to that very fact. This is Radio Biafra that concludes our news presentation this very evening. Wherever you are, we must welcome you once again. Tell your friends and your family, our lines are now open. But before I go to it, the barrister has joined me. Barrister Mamuzu, can you hear me? Yes, barrister, you are coming out okay. Please go ahead.
Are you communicating with me?
Yes, Barrister, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. But always, you can never hear any news anywhere elsewhere that news are read the way, the format that is being presented here on Radio Biafra. And I'm sure people listen and enjoy the way we present issues without fearing, without discrimination, without massaging words. Text read is the way we analyze Radio Biafra. Thank you once again, Director Onwa, the man's people, or the power of the world. Thank you so much. First goes first. With Russia, not only to Islamize or into Alowere. This is pathetic. It is true. It is insulting. It's embarrassing. Rocha so Korocha. Director. I hope you are listening.
We are listening attentively, please, Barrister. Go ahead. We are listening. I want to give you time to speak. Go ahead.
I feel very bad that Rocha so Korocha is bringing all sorts in Alowere. But I don't think this time around he'll get away with it. He's bringing Hausa Fulani Boko Haram into Alowere. Of Chukwu Abiyama, why we've not imploded, or if you like, exploded, how for us. But time is coming. The time is coming very shortly. That Rocha Okorocha will give account of what he came to do Alowere, a land, the heartland of the Igbo people, where he came in pretense to be bringing us goodies, only for him to turn around, brought the house of Fulani as much as they could. And they are killing our people in the north, burning churches. But we are giving them safe passage to come in and out of Igbo land. Things can never be tolerated further. We've had enough of all this. Satan of Sokoto talking about drumming of war, referring to the so-called Delta and all the rest, while Boko Haram are deliberately killing. The one thing I ask for is their hypocritical attitude. They will tell you that Islam is a peaceful religion. They are chopping off women's head. They are beheading children's head. They are killing men. And yet, they are deceiving people, telling us that Islam is a peaceful religion. What a shame that the people that we are being united with by Lugard, so deceitful, so satanic, so stupid and wicked in their religious fanaticism, and yet they pretend they are very good, and some of our people embrace them, uncircumcised men, into our land. What a shame. As much as they could. And they are killing our people in the north, burning churches. But we are giving them safe passage to come in and out of Igbo land. Things can never be tolerated further. We've had enough of all this. Satan of Sokoto talking about drumming of war, referring to the so-called Delta and all the rest, while Boko Haram are deliberately killing. The one thing I ask for is their hypocritical attitude. They will tell you that Islam is a peaceful religion. They are chopping off women's head. They are beheading children's head. They are killing men. And yet, they are deceiving people, telling us that Islam is a peaceful religion. What a shame that the people that we are being united with by Lugard, so deceitful, so satanic, so stupid and wicked in their religious fanaticism, and yet they pretend they are very good, and some of our people embrace them, uncircumcised men, into our land. What a shame. But this election, don't Glochenov and escaped is under 3 minutes of a planned bomb. This is just the beginning. This is the second time of his attempt. It's not good, Jonathan, but this guy is an imbecile. He doesn't. So, and Jonathan do enough from anything that is.
Barrister, your line is a bit bad. Barrister, your line is very, very bad. That is what we keep saying. The interruption with our signal is just unbelievable. We need help. We need to bypass this very zoo and be able to reach the world without having to go through any of the network providers here. They are making our lives very, very difficult. Our life is becoming increasingly difficult. Barrister, can you hear me? No, Barrister. It is playing up. It is playing up. That is the problem that we are having, and we need to try and resolve it. Please, Barrister, try as much as possible. Try and get back to me via any of the lines we have available, especially +234 816 861 3291. My goodness me, how they mess up our programs here is unbelievable. +234 816 861 3291. We are also on +234 805 909 8137. We weren't able to hear what the barrister was saying. Therefore, we ask barrister, please try and get back to us. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines are open. We are also on Skype on Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. I presume Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. If you call us, we will be able to take your calls. Our lines are now open. Once again, it is +234 816 861 3291. This is Radio Biafra. Let us see who is on the line and go and take their call if we can, because this is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello? Hello?
I can hear you. One more hello. I will cut you off. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, thank you, Director. My name is Kupa Ikechukwu from Oweriri in Onu local government of States. By the special grace of God, I'm the other state coordinator.
Thank you very much.
Some number which I want to give out so that those people that are in this area could contact our coordinators. The first person is from Oko Kitten. And those who are living around Oko Kitten should contact this
man. Can you, there is a baby talking where you are. We welcome them, but please make sure that where you are is very, very quiet, please. And you call us back, Ikechukwu. Make sure your environment is very quiet and then you call us back. The world is listening. We must be as professional as we can be. This is Radio Biafra once again. We are live and we are direct and the whole world is listening. Wherever you are, we must welcome you once again. And as I said earlier, our lines here are very, very digital. Even Barrister, I cannot get hold of. He can no longer come back to us, but we are announcing this evening for those of you who can get through that the number to call is +234 816 861 3291. I repeat, +234 816 861 3291. We are also on +234 805 909 8137. This is Radio Biafra. Let us go to the line once again and see if there's any improvement. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me? You are listening to your own voice, which is not acceptable, or waiting to hear something. I don't know why. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open if they can come through this very evening, because I, heaven knows what they're doing with our lines, honestly speaking. I have no idea what they are doing with it. But if they call us, we will be able to take their calls. I don't know why our lines are not functioning as well as it should, because we are here and we are live and direct. Once again, the numbers to call remains +234 816 861 3291. We are also on +234 805 909 8137. And this is Radio Biafra. Let's go to Skype and see if Skype is any better. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Are you talking to me?
You are the one on Skype, so I'm talking to you. Please go ahead, your name and where you are.
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Sikesh Kudrubeze from Bilbao, Spain.
Yes.
Director, please, my father said I should extend his greeting to you.
And my regards to him too.
Yes. And he said I should let you know that you should please help and make this announcement. Because he has a very unfortunately problem with some of our brothers that came back from the north. He said that for yesterday.
Yes.
In my village, our house help was sweeping the compound. So suddenly saw two Hausa men going through our fence to the backyard side. She ran in and informed my dad. So my father now took his double barrel, climbing on the fence, find out that it is our brothers that came back from the north. But this is not a laughing stock.
I have to laugh because that is what they do. Please go ahead.
And yeah, this is a serious problem. So he said, not while he's alive, he choked his gun, wanted to fire. Then he said he has a second thought to watch clearly who is the person and who are those people. Suddenly, when he coughed, he found out that it's our brothers that came back from the north. Very unfortunately to them, and how stupid they are, they were putting on this Hausa Danchuku, or Dangu, I don't know how they call it. This long dress Hausa people used to
Danchiki, Danchiki.
All the way from north, they were cutting their grass for goats. So unfortunately, my dad nearly killed two of them yesterday. So he said I should help him and tell you to please announce for this our brothers that came back from the north. Let them not be dressing like Hausa people. Because if this thing starts, he might suddenly kill somebody. He doesn't know that he killed his own brother. Please, they should be dressing the way we dress. At least let us know when Hausa people come to us. Let them not take us on our way.
I am very grateful to your father and please extend my regards to him as well. It's unfortunate that people dressing that way. If it is me, I would have shot them. They are climbing the fence because Alana choosing Hausa. That is why they are now climbing the fence. Very, very sad indeed. Very, very sad, my dear brother. Extremely sad. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much. I am grateful to you.
You're welcome, brother.
Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. I have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
I can hear you. Hello?
Please, your name and where you are.
I am Mr. Ezonwaka Jimmy. I'm calling from Owerri.
From Owerri. Thank you very much. Are you listening to Radio Biafra right now?
Yes, yes. I'm listening to Radio Biafra right now. And I want to thank you for what actually you are doing. It's very, very good. I want to appeal on a certain issue. Concerning the issue of the comment you made on Okorocha. Hello, can you hear me?
I'm listening. The whole world is also listening. Please go ahead. Everybody's okay. Listening.
So what I'm saying is that as a government, as a historian, and listening to about government, we discover that political parties is where people fix in, where they belong to, and before they run into elections so that they can win election.
Yes.
We believe that ABGA, they said ABGA, the problem we had is that ABGA said that is a party in the Igbo. But the problem we had is that since the existence of ABGA, no any other person from other states like Imo, Abia, Ebony has ever taken the chairmanship. Only Mike Ume, who remains permanent even whenever he goes to court. the secretary of Afghan National Secretary, you remain from Anambra. So, and the issue that the chairman of Afghan, then in Imo State, tried to go into another log ahead. So Okocha decided to find another means, any other party that can accept him to run a governorship candidate. I think the Okocha we are talking about is trying and at least look at the way Imo is now, and civil servants are well paid. So I'm not against, I'm happy with Radio Biafra. But let's forget about link of Buhari. For me, I can never vote Buhari. But the issue of Okocha, let us not go into that issue because I don't think there is much. Because if he click against Buhari face to face on air, they will term it a party, anti-party affair. Then the second thing I want to plead on that, there are many people, many governors who did worst. In fact, I think you can remember what happened in Okigwe, if you can remember, I think 2003.
The article Udemwa shot and killed our people.
Yes. About 49 massobs were destroyed. And you can also see, even in Abia, it's only Uzokalu that did not kill Masop. And many other places. In fact, most PDP governors, when they come in, they would like to slaughter Masop to prove to Nigerians they're under their solidarity. But this Okocha has not done such a thing. So I want to appeal to you, sir. Okocha is still our governor, irrespective of the party where he belongs to. Somebody who has been chased away from Abga, he would not like to lose his second tenure. He would like to fix himself somewhere. For me, we can never vote Buhari. Even those in government house, even Okocha himself can never vote Buhari. Finally, let me not take your time. If you can remember what happened when Buhari came to Imo State, when he raised Okocha up, everybody shouted at the stadium. But when he raised he himself up, people shouted, "No, Jonathan, no, Jonathan." He wrote in a paper, he said, "I don't know that. I thought I came for Okocha organized APC rally. I don't know that. It was PDP rally." So even we are very close to the governor. Even he is not interested in Buhari. The only thing is that if he comes out open and say it will be an anti-party and he may lose his position. So please, I'm in love with Radio Biafra, but let us not go in details or against this governor so that it will not lose interest of Imo Light from HB. If not, I love this radio station and I've been trying on how to get you.
Yes, I welcome your call. From what you're saying, it seems to me that you don't understand that Okocha has an Islamization or agenda towards Imo State. Are you aware of that?
Okay, sir.
Are you aware that Rochas Okocha is bringing or brought Islam to Imo State? Are you aware of that?
We went through that investigation, actually.
Yes.
And we discovered that, you know, although he has been corrected by Khan, you know, sometimes somebody who in Nigeria, one problem of Nigerians is that we would not like to lose election and anything we would do. So that thing, when he was about planning to go for presidency, at least a primary, then in order to win the heart of the Islam Muslim that Nigerians are still one. When the Khan president called on him, the thing was squashed down. And that is why even the Northerners knew him as a deceiver, to deceive them, pretending that he loves Islam while he doesn't love Islam. That's why they didn't even give him his vote. I think he came up on fourth position. So he has been corrected on that area. And to God be the glory, they showed to him that irrespective of how outer man, no matter how you wash him and cleanse him, it's like a pig. Even when he falls on the ground, he will still go back to the gutter again. I think that sounds as a lesson to him that there's no how you please a Muslim. He will still go back to his origin. And I believe in not, and I speak also more than Igbo language. I know much about them. So I want to say that in that area has been corrected. And when he came back after the primaries, he knew that the people he thought that may sympathize and give him votes, and they are not there again. So I want to appeal.
Thank you very much. I want to understand something from what you're saying. I want us to pursue this because this is Radio Biafra. We allow people to speak. If you come here in defense of somebody, we give you airtime to defend that very person. What I want to ask you again is this. Are you telling me that had Okocha remained in Abga, he would have lost his second term?
Okay, let me come into issue of the Abga.
No. I asked you a question to set the preamble.
Yes. Look,
how can he lose if he's in Abga? How is that possible?
Look at how he's going to lose. His deputy was not thinking about the development that was going in Imo State. He was only shouting on him that he should remember the agreement of his brother. that his brother said that he's going to take over the second tenor, that Orokota, his agreement that not go over the second tenor. He's not asking me a question. Your brother is the ABGA chairman, ABGA leader in Imo State. And I compensated him by allowing you to be the deputy governor. And he also asked me to give him three commissioners, which awarded to him. Yet, you people want to carry Imo State. Let us think about what we're going to do for Imo State, not thinking about second tenor. The same brother started raising a problem here and there that make him to kick away. Then look at, okay, Abasuna left that party and go to PDP to tell you the kind of person. After he must have destroyed the party. That's what we're saying, that Okocha left ABGA with one leg, and Abaso took the head and left. ABGA remained one leg. If Abaso really loved ABGA, he would have remained in ABGA and made sure that he's due to all of them abandon it. Okay, if the person who was running over ABGA going to second turn, he would have allowed him to rest. Then he made use of P2B. Are we aware that P2B called our House of Assembly, the Speaker, Imo House of Assembly, that they will give him 1 billion naira if they will impeach Okorocha so that his brother will take over. And then Okorocha said, the man told him that is the Speaker, Iwajimogu, told him that if actually you will give me 5 reasons why I should impeach him, I will do that. So their plan was to, in fact, to take over the government of Imo State by trickishly. So when they wasted and destroyed ABGA, they left. If Adibin, that Abaso and his brother did not go into these details by relaxing and allowing him to go through, he wouldn't have failed. But if he kept on, they would have wasted on him and destroyed the party. So Abaso really and his family destroyed ABGA, not even any other person.
Now, but Okorocha left the party that brought him in. That is another point you have explained. We'll come to that later. Well, what I want to ask you is this. Do you remember Islamic calling on NTA? Is it channel? What is the NTA channel? Is it channel 8 or 10? You know what? What is the NTA channel?
Channel 12.
Yes. Do you recall Islamic calling on channel 12, you know where, before Okorocha came in?
Okay. I cannot remember of this. But I want to assure you that the problem why, as if Okorocha wants to indirectly support Islam, is our brothers and sisters in the Igbo. Remember the attempt to bomb Winner Chapel in Owerri. Can you remember that incident?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Now, Okorocha did all his best to make sure that there is security to block, to know who is who in outer that are coming to Imo State, so that we will know those who are coming. And people, somebody like Chris Anyanwu, raise it up in the Imo House, Federal House of Senate, that Okorocha is trying to make a registration for the Northerners that are coming in.
No. My brother, you've not answered my. I'll ask the question again.
So, Uncle, this is what made him to trying to tell them that he's still in love, because their plan was just.
He's in love with Islam. I don't understand. Are you saying that he's trying to prove to Awasa that he's in love with Islam?
No,
is that what you're saying?
No, he can't be. Though. What he's trying to prove is to prove that Nigeria is still one, as far as we're still in it. And what is destroying us from having Biafra is those sabotaging is still in existence in Igbo land. Even you are talking about, your brother may not, if your brother see how he can collect 10 million naira and hand you over to the government so that they can kill you, so that Biafra will stop. They will stop it. So, only one who's okay, CMA, ka, this our, so that he will not be killed. He will run into it so that they will not kill him. Today, now, let me tell you now, as I'm talking to you now, if anybody can find where you are now, if it is, if not God's protection, they will have handed you over and collect millions. So when you see that they are almost handing you over, you will do the best in order to have a life. It's only somebody who really loves Biafra from blood to blood that can easily stand to die, even face to face. If not, somebody may even stand and deny Biafra so that they will not kill him.
No, what you've explained now is perfectly fine.
Yes.
So Okorocha decided to bring Islam to Imo State in order to further his own political ambition. Is that correct?
He was not trying to bring Islam. Even the people who gave him, who said that he was trying to bring Islam, they are all tagging for. He was even trying to prevent them, knowing how they can come and know who is who that are coming in Imo State. It was the matter that was raised in the House of Assembly, in the House of National Assembly, that the culture is chasing outside people away in Imo State. And the thing created a very big problem. That is not
high. My dear brother, I respect your opinion because you are very, very articulate. I respect that. But one thing I'm making apparent or clear to you is this. The program called Call to Prayer, to Islamic yes. Prayer on NTA Channel 12, preceded the, so from what you're saying, the propaganda to register Northerners, which is unthinkable. Yes. Are you also aware of the fact that of one man called Eze Musa Dimona? Musa is his name.
Yes.
Do you know about Eze Musa Dimona of somewhere yes. around the Kedra? You aware of him?
Yes, I've heard of that.
Thank you very much. Do you know that it was Okorocha that made his Islamization possible? Are you aware of that?
I don't think, is it not a false accusation?
No.
Let me tell you something. Have you heard that the chief imam of the state, of Imo State here, is from Owerri? I live in the north. I speak Igbo more. I speak Hausa more than Igbo language due to the way I grew up in the north. I can tell you more better that Igbos can collect millions of naira and then join Muslim because of hardship.
I agree. I accept. Yes. No, hold on. Please. I accept what you're saying. But the number of traditional rulers in Imo State who converted to Islam after Okorocha came in is what is troubling. Let me give you my very final point before we rest this very fine exchange of views and ideas is this. Are you aware of a man called Dr. Ibrahim Shuaibu, who is now in charge of all the general hospitals in Imo State? Are you aware of that?
I'm not aware of it.
Good. That is a research for you to do. Every general hospital in Imo State is being run by Hausa people. The head of this very I'm coming, please. Go and do your research tomorrow morning. His name is Dr. Ibrahim Shuaibu. He is a Kaduna-based consultant. He is the one responsible for all the general hospitals in Imo State. That is a very massive and monumental problem for our people. And then lastly, please, are you aware that Rocha Sokrocha took loan from Islamic Bank? Are you aware of that?
Okay, let me defend on this. Like when I was in Kaduna, my guardian was a chief consultant of Ahmadu Bello University, and he is a Christian. I understand him, sir. And I'm aware that somebody like the owner of the Sina White House in the whole Kaduna is from Enugu State, and he is in charge of station market. Kaduna State government gave him station market. That to look after the, where they are selling all the timber in the whole Kaduna. And you know that Kaduna State has never been ruled. No Christian governor has ever come up to Kaduna, if not Patrick Yakowa, the one that didn't stay long and die. So the issue in terms of employment, anybody can bring anybody who he feels that can perform very well. Okay, look at Igbo culture, one Igbo identity. Okay, do you remember that as a teacher I am, that you can see some people you will send to be the permanent secretary in the area. And the end of it, the governor will push in the check and pay teachers. This check will be dumped at the off. When the complaint must have reached everywhere, discover that these teachers have not been paid before they hurry up to pay it. What are they doing? It's not to suffer their fellow Igbos, but it can never happen by the outside. Okay, give an Igbo man a position where he will handle money now. He will squander it and clear it and make sure that even... Okay, sir, you know that Igbo man hardly employ you when you see him in the north, in the Lagos, on the area. He will even be speaking English and deny that he's an Igbo. It has happened to me several occasions. So he decided to see that the hospitals have been there. We then one package made a lot of money in the whole general hospital in Owerri. Both of that on other farm, everybody and the Concord Hotel, people squandered and ate. In fact, commissioners were lodging in their 500 million naira every year. Then Oaken did some a little aspect of what he can do. He discovered that the Igbos who go there only enrich themselves, not thinking of, okay, my wife took his son and went to that general hospital when Igbo man was there, at that of Omogoma. Do you know that my baby nearly died? The doctors were just looking at her. My wife was running around. She has to run back and leave that hospital and move down to FMC and took emergency card, and the baby was okay. So this, I'm a teacher in 34th that Larry Brigade Squad, Obinze, and I remain as one Kadiri Kasmi. I'm telling you from out of experience. So if sometimes I prefer, even the houses are more sincere than us, irrespective of their religion. I'm not a Muslim and I can't be. I can never be. And I cannot vote a Muslim. And no Muslim man that can take my vote and die forever. God knows that. I'm also an evangelist, so I know what I'm saying. But they are more sincere than us. You take this radio blaster, thank God for your life. This radio blaster was managed by some people. When we were in Kaduna, we were listening to it. Even when I came back as of 2000, we were listening to it. They killed it. They destroyed it. They were not even regularly. But look at how you are so lively. Look at how you give us number. Look at your implementation. Allowing people to call you, to speak to you. It was not in existence, but those who were managing it before. Because God sent you in. If there's another person we send in there, he will leave a means and collect money and abandon it. Even if the government see how they can give you billions of dollars so that you can kill this station, it will work. But because you are the type that may not have, that's why we are seeing light. Everybody can call you. Forget about our people. What happened to Ifajuna? And what happened? Do you know the sabotaging that took place? What are many people that were giving money to go and buy more equipment? And they destroyed Ojukwu's effort. That is why even if I get job today, make an Igbo man your security man in your house. Give him 3 days. All the property will be sold. But make an Hausa man there. As far as you pay him regularly, he remains, they believe on that their religion to at least be sincere. The only problem is that any time there is a declared abode of war, they can even come in and slaughter you who is even favoring them. That is one problem or the other. So let us see. And since that general hospital has been handed over to the Northern Land, you see the thing is functioning and not even managing. He even leads it in form of, look at how much you bring to the state so that they can work very perfectly. If not, our people will destroy that. So that area is not issue. Because I'm telling you from experience, it's hardly for a teacher to tell you that this governor is trying. I remember Ezonwa Kaji Ikasime. I'm telling you the truth that Okorocha not even doing anything. Really trying for, especially teachers and education. Imagine, I met a woman today to sew my ward clothes. And in the sewing of the clothes, I asked, what of your guy? He said, my husband is dead. And the children, they have about 5 children in my school, in Amide. And Amide Secondary School. And exactly, I was surprised. I was suddenly crying. My wife was driving me because I don't see. I'm a blind person. My wife drove me back to my school. I was crying. My wife said, why? I said, this woman, is it Taylor that they will use in training this year? If this government have not reduced the issue of school fees, this school fees, what would happen? What would have happened to this? I think Ido Okorocha is trying for us.
My dear brother, you have put up a very passionate... This is Radio Biafra. We allow people to speak their mind. You have put up a very passionate defense of Okorocha and his work. I respect that very, very much. I am now going to... If you have the time to stay, you stay. I am now going to go over to the lines to ask other people to also come in this very fascinating debate and to see what they make of what you're saying. Stay where you are if you can. And thank you very much for calling. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Director. Director, good evening.
Good evening.
This is Chicken Rossi Obana from Palimana Suzoka from Mudia Kabili Zoka. I'm from East London. Director, I disagree. I disagree with what that guy is saying. Okorocha is evil. I disagree. Let this guy never come online to castigate Igbos. He's saying that he speaks out of Igbo language. It's a shame to him. Let that guy go and sit down. If Okorocha has paid him, or if he has anything from Okorocha, let him go and sit down if he hasn't got anything to say. I remember when this last year, the other first or second week, a lady called from Owerri, was even about to shed tears over the influence of and the atrocities of Okorocha. What are we talking about? Let this guy stop coming online to tell us the good Okorocha has been doing. Okorocha paid people 50,000 naira, 40,000 naira for them to come to most of our youth in Igbo land, for them to come to Islam. Okorocha go to all the traditional rulers, give them money, give them car. What is he talking about? The hospital or whatever they are asking about, why must Okorocha bring the Islam and then house them? What are we talking about? Let that guy go and sit down. If he doesn't say, he hasn't got anything to contribute. We don't even need him in Radio Biafra. What is he talking about? Let him not come here to change it. If Okorocha has given him anything, let him go to hell. Just so I disagree with whatever that guy said. I don't care. I don't give a damn. I said that boy is nature. Let him go to hell. Let him not come here to say whatever he don't know.
I agree. Also, let us go to the line and see if they agree with you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Eric, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, Director, good evening. Pat David Marabu, which is from Wilshire, UK.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
What the second to last, what the second to last person is saying is rubbish. He's just defending Okrasa. Maybe he has taken money from Okrasa to tell Okrasa that he's going to talk to Radio Biafra and defend him. How can he justify the mosque Okrasa built for the Muslims at Owerri? How can he justify the gay club Okrasa has established in Owerri? I mean, that man is talking a lot of rubbish there. Does he mean Okrasa never see any evil man that will take care of the hospitals in Owerri? That's not even an evil, honest man. Okay, we accept. If there is no evil, honest man, what Okrasa should do is to make sure that he will have a check and balance system in which he will be monitoring the activities of the people to make sure that they are working effectively. And not to sidetrack all the people, all the indigenous, and then import the guy from Hausa. What are the finances an Hausa man given? That is crazy. That is foolishness. That guy spent a lot of time other people would have used. Such discussion. Let him just go and discuss that with Okrasa and say with Okrasa. Okrasa is a Muslim. Okrasa spent 98% of his life in the north. Okrasa grew up in the north. Okrasa is a Muslim in himself. He's not a Christian. So, honestly, personally, I wouldn't want people to come and reserve the air time to defend the guy himself is a politician. That's the issue. So, all he's saying there is rubbish. Let me give other people a chance.
Please, thank because you, people are... thank you very much. Everybody is going crazy this very evening. Please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Director, clearly.
Thank you very much.
Good
please
evening,
go ahead.
My Director.
Good evening.
And peace profound.
Thank you.
Director, you know, when you vibrate, my body tingles. So... I thank brother and our able barrister Imam Mezu for coming up yesterday. When he started vibrating, everybody was, you know, like, we are back again. So thank you, my director. He heard what the last caller said, and our brother who was emphasizing on. Let me introduce myself first. I am Okeikeme from Manchester. Yeah, artist from Wangele in Amiibo, Ibongidi. So, my director, the young man who is trying to exercise and express himself as regards to Okrasa and whatever he's doing for us, it's like he's brought over to come and speak so that we can have a sober mind. But I think Chukwanyangu Agekwa Ika Aikurini Hanibu. Nihina. So, he cannot be trying to convince us that Okrasa is doing that and doing whatever he might claim that he's doing for us to believe him, while he has seen everything this man is doing is to Islamize us in Igbo land, which can never be. The light and darkness never mix together. They are negative and positive. When they come together, it will be a clash of titans. So I don't think that type of thing he's saying can be apprehended by Biafrans. Let him not bring us back. We are going forward. We are not talking of politics now. We are talking of freedom for Biafrans. So I don't think whatever he's attending can be, you know, listened to. So we don't want to listen to his preaching, whatever. So my Lord, and I want, you know, give you one particular thing you always emphasize for the Igbos to know whom they are, the Biafrans. I want you to make the world to know, like I was studying last night in my temple, in my inner room, in my Shekinah or whatever, or my threshold, I come across what they asked me to read and got the meaning and to know who I am. So I found that really we are the children of the sun. My Lord, if you can permit me to read in Psalm 84 verse 11 to make the whole entire Biafrans to know whom they are, that whatever you say, you are saying it because you know it. My Lord, let me read upon. Do you permit me to read it?
Please go ahead and do so.
So Psalm 84 verse 11 said, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield." Is it clearly? Can I say it again?
Of course.
Psalm 84 verse 11, he said, For the Lord God is a sun and shield. Let me read it in the Igbo Bible, so that they will know whom we are. That when you say, "I wo ma anyanwu," let them know it clearly. Psalm 84, that's Abroma 84, verse 11, say, "Nihi na anyanwu na ota ka Jehovah bu Chineke bu." Odoro anya now?
Yes.
So, let them know that we are the children of sun. We don't mix up with people of darkness. So, umanyangu kaewo, ani ezo ezo nowa. And the awuru na iwe iki irota that na, whenever you are telling people, it's ebo olai banyini henade.
Of course.
Then, let me emphasize and let me make it clearer for them. Sun is the source of light, life, and the fruitfulness. So fruitfulness. So if they can understand the sun is the source of light, life, and the fruitfulness, I don't think anybody who is an Igbo who has been to all the parts of the world, wherever the Igbos are, there is light and there is progress. So that will make them to know that I woman now. So let that guy stop telling us to believe that we should be, believing whatever Okorocha is doing for us, because he wants us to, belong in a party that is worshipping what we don't worship. I don't think we can. Let him believe that we don't even want to remember whatever he's doing for us. We want to get our freedom and make our Biafra going. And that's all. We don't want anybody to come and preach for us about anything Okorocha or whoever is doing in Igbo State or whatever in Igbo Land or in Biafra Land. We don't want it. We are only talking of freedom now. And nobody should try to divert our attention to anything. We are not talking of party or politics or whatever that is coming up this period. We are only talking of... My director, please don't listen to that young man anymore, so that he will not start making us to get submarine. Because people are getting weak now. Because you yourself, it's like you are trying to subdue, succumb to his whatever he's trying to do.
How can
please,
I?
Don't give him a
No. Please. Hold on. Maybe you don't know me. I am not a plastic Biafran. I am not an Igbo man. I don't
Thank
go
you.
Forward and then go backwards. I am not Igbo. I speak Igbo
Thank
language.
You.
I am a Biafran.
Thank you.
I hate Okorocha more than I hate Satan. You must understand that. Okorocha defiled the land the God himself gave to my ancestors. I don't like him and I can never forgive him. You must understand that. I am not one of those people. You cannot say I will succumb. I give people time to speak. This is Radio Biafra. Everybody has the right to speak their opinion. And I must give them airing. It doesn't mean I'm succumbing to it. I am not a typical African that cuts off every debate that comes. No. If somebody wants to debate, they are free to do so. The fact that I'm quiet listening does not mean I want to learn. I learn from people all the time. If you speak to me, I learn from you. That is the way I am. I'm a Biafran, my dear brother. I'm not Igbo. I hate Igbo people. It's as simple as that. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, my Lord. May peace be found to you.
And you too as well. People are everywhere. They are waiting on Skype. Hey, Ebony Nejureju. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The one on the phone, stay where you are. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, Director, my name is Iken Nantademma. I'm calling from United Arab Emirates, Dubai.
From UAE. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to talk about the guy that is defending Okorocha. I don't understand what he's trying to say. I don't understand his part, Yo, that guy, he really makes me angry, honestly. I don't understand what he's trying to prove here, that Okorocha is an innocent or what. Please, Director, I would have liked you to ask that guy that where is he when Okorocha is trying to, like, Islamize all the kings in Imo State, that he will remove the old ones and put the new ones and they're trying to Islamize them. And what does that supposed to mean? I don't know what is wrong with our people. What is he trying to tell us here? Yes, he can say, this is a freedom of speech, he can say whatever he wants to say, but go and bring the fight. If one defends somebody, defends the, somebody that one defend for, you know what he's doing is good. And that don't be surprised if someone will come here and start to defend the Rotimi Chibike Amaechi and will be telling us why Chibike Amaechi is answering Rotimi because he wants to win election. You know?
Yeah, of course. That's what they will say. That is what they will say.
You understand our people. How much did they pay you? Why are you saying all this? Why are you trying to corrupt some people's mind? You are trying to tell us that Amaechi is good, Rotimi is a nice person. Okay, didn't you listen to today's news that he's trying to that he have built a gay club? What does that supposed to mean in Igbo land, the land of rising sun?
Maybe. What's all this? He wants to win. Why? He wants to win gay votes. Who knows? Maybe there are gay people in Igbo state. I don't know.
Director, can you imagine that? Can you imagine what is that the trash that guy is saying? That Okorocha want to do this because he's supporting want to win a presidential election. They want to do this because what is wrong with this guy? Okay.
Deborah, thank you. People are so enraged. I believe the barrister is with me. Can you hear me, Barrister Mamezu? Can you come to me, please, Barrister?
I'm here. I've been trying to get through, but the line has been abysmal. But I'm glad you called me, by Director. Can I go ahead?
Please go ahead.
Thank you. Barrister, first of all, it's good you get the guy airtime.
Of course, Barrister, we are civilized. We are civilized. We allow people to speak their mind. Yes. We are civilized. Go ahead.
Absolutely. But I wonder if this guy has made any single contribution rather than coming here to tell us how good Rocha Sokorocha is. Director, you know, I just came back from Alowe 2 days ago. And I know what is happening there.
Of course. And I didn't want to tell them that you were back home. Go ahead.
He's telling us that Rocha is saying, Director, you know the truth. There are quite a lot of teachers. Rocha is not paying penny to them. Do you know what I asked them? Why is it that you can ever stand up and say, Rogers is talking rubbish, he's not paying us? They said, if you go and campaign, they will sack you. A teacher was telling me this. A teacher was telling me this in a low way, that Rogers is not as good as people present him. You see, the guy is talking to him, he's a politician. He is within the whole tackles of politics. That's why he's able to talk this. I'm telling you something, this guy is talking rubbish. Absolutely. A low way. Rogers bringing gayism. How demona? You ask this guy a poignant question, but he evaded it. You ask him prior to Rochas coming to Alowere, how was Muslim flourishing? He evaded it. All the agents that Rochas converted into Islam, and you cannot convert a Muslim into Christianity. They'll kill that person. What are we talking about? How can we get satanic people to be joining us? You talked about giving Shuaibu to be the director of the hospital in Imo State. He gave you a sick and simple example of when he was in the north. Blah, 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 blah. That guy is a Muslim because he didn't he's allergic to that. Director, look, nobody can pull a wall over our eyes. I'm very glad that people of Radio Biafra are smarter than what he's talking about. He is giving us an example of Igbo people. I think he's devoid of the same mistake. Is he not an Igbo guy? If he himself is handling the post, do you know who he will give it to? He'll give it to the elders. Because they are the people he's mingling with and coming here to tell us rubbish. But, Director, if you haven't, send him off. Just send him off now because he's spoken enough and he's upsetting people. Has he contributed any penny coming to tell us about Russia and the politics? Remember, those who support Rogers have done all their best to infiltrate us, and he was able to get in through this evening to tell us about Rogers' project. Go to him and set all the roads and massacred. None of them has ever come to completion. He left it so that he'll be voted in. Rogers has ruined the life of many people. He's a Muslim, and nobody can tell me otherwise. Telling us this and this. He is a Muslim. Director, full stop. I don't believe what that guy is telling us. He is part of Rochas and he's eating from Rochas. Let nobody be deceived. I'm happy. Radio Biafra are responding. You cannot tell me. I just came back from away 2 days ago. So you cannot tell me otherwise. Rogers is there campaigning for his second return. In all the things, if you go to another director, the amount of hotels Rogers are building away is so marvelous that you put them in, just like it is built in South Africa. Any governor that came to Alowore, they will rape Alowore, take the money, and build their own empire. Rogers has converted 20 grand, building hotels in back. I'm fed up of all this rubbish. If I tell you this, nobody in Alowore would ever vote for us unless he employed the house that has been employed to come to Alowore. But they are killing our people in the north, burning churches. I don't have to protect him. But I said, remember those people that were arrested because of this Reynolds Chapel, which the guy referred to. We are there paraded on the television. No, they were sent back to the north. But look at our brother, who was arrested because they are going to Enugu to protest. What's his name again, director?
Which
Benjamin.
One? Okay, Benjamin Onwuka.
They were paraded. Yes, Onwuka, they were paraded naked. But all those houses were cut up with the trying to bomb with that shot. They send them back in the north. None of them were paraded. What is that guy telling us? Enough time, let the houses go, let the robots go. For the Biafra, regardless of how bad we are, if we organize ourselves together, we will go back to how we were before Lugard and his bloody wicked British people came to colonize us. We don't want the houses. Enough is enough. Buhari is trying to go back. Babangida is trying to go back. Blood is trying to go back. Is it not enough time for everyone to go home? How that spirit is happening? From police commissioner to guarding commissioner. They're all in Imo State in a way. And they are living safe. But our people in the north are being killed every day. What rubbish are we hearing from this guy? There is a few angry this evening. And I wish to stop here before I explode. Thank you.
Thank you, Barrister. Barrister is threatening to explode. We don't want him to. People are calling us. The lines are congested. Please, if we pick your call, just stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I had a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please turn your system down. I'm going to Germany. Can you hear me? The caller from Germany, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, good evening.
Good evening. Please confirm your name for the listening public. I know you're calling us from Germany, but please confirm your name and the city you're calling from, please.
Director, my name is Chukwudi Ezekwere, and I'm calling from Germany, in Mannheim.
Mannheim, Germany. Please go ahead.
That's right. Director, that guy that was telling us more about... Okorocha has paid him to come and campaign for him, but he came to the right place because we are not here for jokes. I came from Idiato too, where Rogers came from. But I want to tell him that he has failed. He should go back and tell Rogers that he has failed. Because I want to ask one question. Okorocha brought Buhari in Owerri to crown him Obuagu of Imo State or of I don't know whatever.
And Okechukwu. His name is now Okechukwu.
And now I want to ask, can Okorocha take one of our soldiers that fought the Biafran War to Katsina or to Emir of Kano so that they can crown him there? Can such a thing happen?
Never.
It can never happen. So, with only this one alone, Okorocha, he's not one of us. And he can never be one of us. All our general hospitals, he gave the Hausa man, the authority, to poison and to kill our people indirectly. And we cannot continue this way. We know what they are doing. If you go to in any village in Igbo land today, where the population of people there is maybe 5,000 people, you will see about 6 dead bodies in the mortuary. Every weekend.
Every weekend.
Or more.
Of course.
Or more, if not more. So something is happening in our villages that we don't know. And it is getting out of hand. Our people have to wake up. Okoracha is a good man. He's this. Did he ever talk about Ezu River? If he's a good guy, why can't he call his brother Peter Obi and ask him what is going on? How can he be killing people like this? Okoracha is evil. We don't need him. We stopped him in America. The wife wanted to come to America. Director, have you forgotten what happened?
We stopped her. Of course we did.
We know how we stopped the wife in America, United States. So, I mean, that guy should go back to him and tell him that his time is up. And we are not here to talk about Okoracha. We are here to talk about Biafra. Thank you, Director. Have a nice one.
Thank you very much. You are very kind. Very, very kind. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, Director.
Please.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Your name and where you are.
Oh, my name is Stanley Mosu. I'm calling from Germany.
Which part of Germany are you calling us from?
Precisely, I'm calling from Bielefeld. But I was living in Hamburg, but of recent I just relocated to Bielefeld.
Okay, please go ahead.
Director, please, the issue of this night, this man that called and began to defend the Okoracha of a pain. I'm not happy over that kind of audience that we are giving that man.
We believe in freedom of speech. This is Radio Biafra. People speak their mind. When we say something about somebody, I also expect that person to come and try and defend themselves, and then we prove to them why we said what we said in the first place. The same way all of you are doing tonight. You allow him to speak his mind, and then you dismantle that very argument. Because I don't want a type of Biafra where when somebody disagrees with you, you send police to go and arrest them because you're the governor of a place or you're the prime minister of the state. We don't want that to happen. You defeat me with reason and logic. Defeat me with argument. Don't defeat me by saying, oh, let nobody, that radio station will control it. Let nobody go there and speak. No. If Sultan of Sokoto calls Radio Biafra wants to speak, he's free to speak. I value free speech. Please, go ahead.
Okay, sir. What I'm trying to say, we don't want to divert our discussion and to that part of that culture of Ethel. We are here to talk about how to actualize our nation, Biafra. And for that culture issue, you know, for me, you know, only thing that discredited this culture of this Islam. He is trying to Islamize all the Imo state. And there is a time that Okoracha came to Hamburg. He was telling us he's coming to Hamburg to visit us. Everybody who has investors should gather the investors. He will come here and he'll have a talk with us. All of us, we gather ourselves. Everybody was running around. We gather ourselves and all of a sudden he said that there is a problem in him. He fly from this. He went to this to United States and from that place. And diverted to Imo State. He did not reach it. Listen, all the plans and everything that we organized here, all just go like that. And again, he sent one of his, commissioner of Wars and Housing of Imo State. He came here, the man, we sat with him. He ensured us security in Imo State. That there is security, that everybody should come back home and invest and whatever you have, that is how they are building for, they call it diaspora's house, that we pick a form and do this, you can purchase a house there, that place. So all of us were happy and all the rest of them.
Yes, come.
Then all of a sudden, it's not quite, let's say, 1 or 2 months after the Commission of Wars and Housing came here and showed us security. in Imo State that nobody should be afraid of coming to coming home. So all of a sudden, my uncle was, because there is something that this 40-year government, Rochas was introduced in Imo State. So my community is in Imbitoli, and Imbitoli is in Umunor. So my uncle, you know, was vising for that this president general of Ete. And the man is an honest man and a credit man. He worked in a UBA bank. He retired as a manager. Then he come home, and then his people asked him to come out and, you know, represent them in that particular post. Then when he came out, so the whole community asked him, supported him, asked him to go and, you know, represent them in that place. So all of a sudden, they come and boggle him in his house and killed him. Then because I had the number of that commissioner, I called the commissioner of water had that come to this in Hamburg and start with us. I called him, see, look at what is happening. But you ensure us that the security in Imo State. But look at what happened. He said, oh, my brother, this is not my work. If I can,
You're breaking up. You are breaking. Come closer. It seems you're walking around the room. Come closer. Your voice keeps fading. It fades and it comes. Please be very close to your microphone. Continue.
Okay, sorry. So what I'm trying to say is that that commissioner of wards and housing, you know, I called him on phone. I told him, look at what happened. How can you help me? Because that time we never even know that they have killed the man already. Because they kidnapped the man, be demanding 15 million from his brother. Then when I called the commissioner that came here and sat with us and ensure us security, then what he told me that one is not his job, that I should go to office of commissioner of police. And the office of the commissioner of police, I told him my people is already there, but I want your help as somebody who have sat down with it and discussed. Please, how can you help me in this issue? How can you, you know, direct me to people that I will meet so that they will do something, so that they will free this man? He said that he cannot do anything. Before you could know it, he caught phone. So that is how Okorocha is assuring everybody in Imo State that he's doing a better thing in Imo State.
Which is
so hard. What I'm trying to say is that we should not divert our discussion tonight to that of Okorocha of Ete. Let us discuss about how we shall actualize Biafra. That is my point this night.
Thank you very much, and we shall do exactly that. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, if you're talking to me.
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Sure.
Sorry?
My name is Chepadi Palman. I'm calling from California, United States.
You're calling from where exactly? I didn't get that.
I'm calling from California.
From California in the USA. Which part of California are you in? Are you in Los Angeles?
No, not in Los Angeles. I'm in San Francisco Bay Area.
San Francisco Bay Area. And I was there, I think, about 2 years ago. Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
No. I said that I am calling from San Francisco Bay
Area. I know. I was in San Francisco Bay 2 years ago. And yes, I was there.
Yes, I spoke to you when you were... Hello?
I can hear you very well and the world is listening. Please go ahead. We are listening to you. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. And I'm on the bus in Imo State.
The lovely place with a lovely name.
A little bit of what I heard from the person who said he was, I think, an evangelist defending Gochas of Croatia. He said, it seems to me that what he was saying is that indeed there is a top-down lawlessness and corruption in the country. And the answer to it, in order to fix it, all you need to do is to hire hundreds of people, replace evil people in evil land, with hundreds of people, and all the problems with bureaucracy, the lawlessness, the corruption will be done with. Other than that, if somebody is hired to do a job, and you find out that the person is not doing the job that he or she has been hired to do, you let the person face the law. And when the person is persecuted and sentenced to jail, or whatever sentence the person receives for breaking the law, that, I think, will serve the purpose of telling the people, look, if you do something of this nature, this is what you are going to face, because this is what the Lord serves. After all, first of all, human nature is the same from one end of the world to another. For somebody to tell me that Hausa person has more humanity in him than Igbo person or any other person for that matter, without telling me the source of that difference, it's an illusion which I don't buy into. So simply, he has made us understand that the person running Imo State is so corrupt that he thinks the corruption should go on. And that's why what he does is he says, okay, you're corrupt, you're not doing the job very well. Go on, continue the corruption, and I'm going to bring someone else who is going to help me further it this way. That is simply what I grasp from all everything he said. And then for the evil people, Biafran people, wake up. Stop letting anybody define you. I am very happy that we have a way we can show the power of our individual and collective voices. And that's Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra says now we can tell our story. We can announce the power of our individual and collective voices. If you don't know that, then you have no sense of what the power of media is. Let's try to tell our story. Let's try to represent who we really are. History has not done us right. Now is our time to write our history.
Very, very correct.
Anybody? Are you? I'm sorry?
I said you are abundantly correct. We write our own history, not Yoruba people writing it for us. We write our own history here on Radio Biafra.
Yes. So now, anywhere you are in this world, if you are a Biafran, if you have not discovered who you are, please start this very moment. We will soon go cheap. Wake up now. Let this be your money. Follow this trend. Discover who you are. So that for any team, for any person from anywhere in the world to come and tell you your story, who you are, which is the beginning and end of your own humanity, you can stand strong and say, step back. I know who I am, and I can tell you if I care to tell you, but especially I have told it to myself. And when the time is right, if I need to announce it to the world, I would. It is important that we start to do that. The representations that we assume of the other, which is our own destruction, has to be over. We are pursuing our country, our nation, Biafra, and whatever you have to put in there, please do so. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear brother, and well spoken. Thank you very, very much. There are a couple of news filtering through. Another confirmation that this very gospel of Radio Biafra is reverberating and people are buying into it. I have a piece of breaking news to report. People want to speak, they'll be free to do so. I'm not trying to take away the attention of people from the issue at hand, which is an attempt, a very blatant attempt to try to campaign for Korocha, who is a persona non grata on this very platform. But everybody has the right to free speech. That is one thing we must enshrine into law in Biafra land. You cannot be killed for what you say. Never, ever, ever. The laws will be there to protect individuals, to enable them say whatever they wish to say. If you don't like it, if they've libeled you, you take them to court. But freedom of speech is what we defend here. People is now catching on. Radio Biafra is announcing it and people are beginning to respond. And here is one of the groups to respond. Because we have preached and preached and preached about the fact that the zoo does not pay pension. Why should you vote? Retired teachers in Enugu threatens to boycott elections. As I told you, we are formidable. Anything we start, people follow. All the time. Retired teachers in Enugu State have said they would not participate in the first coming general election due to neglect by the state government. They have said they will boycott it. They are not threatening. They said, we will boycott the elections. You don't take care of us. Every blessed year we voted you people in. No more. Some of the senior citizens who spoke in an interview with Vanguard newspaper at Nsukka said that they had not been paid their gratuity since 2004, leading to the death of several of them, as we announced on Radio Biafra. My uncle died because of the same problem. At Enugu State, Nsukka. He was at UNN. He went to take his pension. They told him they don't know who he is. This man died of heartbreak. Now those that survived them are saying they are not going to participate in the election. One of the teachers who simply gave his name as Mr. Eze because of fear of victimization. People don't have the right to even speak freely. He described the action of Sullivan Chima's administration as most uncaring. People are now saying openly, we are not going to vote. That is what we stand for here. One day next week, we'll, in fact 2 days, Operation Boycott. We will mount a devastating operation that will ensure our people boycott elections. If Jonathan is so daft as to go ahead with it, we will boycott the elections. We are not interested in it. Teachers have now spoken that they wish to, but not that they wish, they have now said it openly, retired teachers, we will not participate. And I give them credit for that. I give them credit for that. This is Radio Biafra. Do you know how much have been stolen from the zoo? 41 billion stolen from Nigeria every year. Good luck, Jonathan and his friends. 41 billion every year, but you want to go and vote for them. Our dear brother ringing from Owerri. You want to vote for Okorocha? Do you know how much? This is according to African Union report. Even other inept, corrupt governments in Africa have now recognized that the zoo is a basket case of corruption. Very, very evil. And the world have now come to their senses to know that the zoo must die. For men to live, Nigeria has to die. Nigeria is like a vampire sucking the life and blood away from people. For you to survive, we must kill the zoo. It's a monster. It must die. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Good evening. Good evening, please. Your name and where you are?
Well, I am Onyemechi Nwaneri from Igato South.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Please, Nnamdi Kanu, you are simply 1 out of 1 million.
I very much appreciate
your spirit and what you are doing. Incidentally, I am an ex-Biafran soldier.
Wonderful.
Very advanced. I am happy that I'm alive today to see somebody taking up the cause of Biafran. To not allow the 3.something million or even 6 million of their friends that have left this world. I am very, very happy. But I have one thing. I want to say one thing. A lot has been said about Reuters. Please, Kalu, I want you to tread cautiously with this issue of Reuters. Hello?
We are listening.
Okay.
The whole world is listening. Please go ahead.
Okay. I want you to take cautiously with this issue of Reuters. Reuters actually is, in fact, from my point of view, doing what you are doing in a different dimension. You see, he doesn't have to. So, he is fighting against Nigeria. But from my experience, with my age, I can see what things he's putting in place. His modus operandi is indicating that actually he loved the Biafrans, he loved the Igbos. In fact, he is the best governor so far that has ever governed this Imo state. In fact, apart from infrastructure he's putting up to bring the Igbos, to bring our Biafrans back home. Now, he has opened up that way everywhere. Give education to university free. And now the next line of action is industrialization. So so that our brothers should come back. In readiness for whatever action you want to display. Please, I just want to have this brief. You are an intellectual. In fact, it doesn't necessarily mean that one has to be a PhD before. No, you are intellectual for excellence. I admire your modus operandi, your approaches. But treat cautiously. As an intellectual, I want you to treat cautiously because I see him doing what you are doing on a different platform and right in the zoo here. I don't expect him to do. In fact, I see him as, exceptionally also very clever and intelligent. So please, tread cautiously. Tread cautiously. Go ahead with what you are doing. I love it. May the Lord, the Supreme Lord, be with you. Good night.
Good night, and may he also be with you. Osetiekwala from Idato, and he's a veteran. He is mounting a very robust defense of the accomplishments of Okorocha, which I have not seen. Building of uncompleted roundabouts does not amount to any development. What I resent most greatly is the lack of quality information available to our people. When Mbakwe was performing the miracle as the governor of Imo State, he didn't need to put up any billboard or posters of himself. You knew Mbakwe was working. And I asked people very cautiously, what has Okorocha accomplished apart from roundabouts? Apart from bringing Islam to our land? You are pursuing Islam in defiance of your own nature because we don't have anything to do with Islam. Musa Dimona was a Christian until Okorocha came to power. Dimona now became Musa Dimona, a traditional ruler. How many traditional rulers are now into Islam in Imo State? I cannot even begin to hazard a guess. Under Okorocha, there was Islamic calling on NTA, Channel 12, in Owerri. Under Okorocha, a mosque was built in Owerri land, in the confines within the vicinity of the government house. If not for Radio Biafra, the Islamic symbol that Okorocha put at the entrance to government house would have remained till this very day. Okorocha is cutting our vote, and we need to educate Okorocha this very night because I'm sure he's listening and his people are listening very, very attentively. Okorocha, you can never ever be the president of Nigeria, and I will tell you why. Nnamdi Azikiwe is infinitely more intelligent than yourself. Nnamdi Azikiwe brought independence to the zoo. Nnamdi Azikiwe was a political colossus in the whole world. At his heyday, he was called the Zeke of Africa. Despite all his accomplishments, Awosa did not vote for Azikiwe. Azikiwe's son's name is Mohammed. I want you to understand that. Azikiwe, like yourself, was born in Awosa land. He was born in Zungeru. Nnamdi Azikiwe was born in Zungeru. If you look at the dressing of Nnamdi Azikiwe, it was almost Awosa. Yet, Awosa never voted for him. I give you another very beautiful example. Is Alex Ekwueme. Alex Ekwueme served Shagari very loyally. As a loyal servant of Shagari, Alex Ekwueme was instrumental in the demise of Sani Abacha. Alex Ekwueme fought very hard and gallantly to establish the G36 or the G32 that gave birth to PDP. The same PDP you, Okorocha, tried to join and rejected you. You ran to AMPP. Is that correct or not? Eventually, Abga gave you a platform. You jettisoned Abga at the slightest hint because you people are not politically savvy. Unamahin here politically. You think that by worshipping an Awosa man, they'll make you president. They swore that no Igbo man will ever be the president of the zoo. They took an oath. They swore no Igbo man will ever ascend to that very throne. Ironsi was killed there. They killed Chubor Kadibo. Are you better than Chubor Kadibo? The answer is no. So you think that if you bring Islam into Imo State, somehow they will vote for you. You are insane because they never vote for you. People say we must tread very carefully in respect of Okorocha and people from Idato, where he comes from. After 4 years, what have you got to show for it?
a 4-kilometer road, yes? And you call that development. I am not one of those that buy into this nonsense. Let us abandon who we are and then join them. No. If you stand where you are, as Radio Biafra have always done, people come to you. They come to you eventually because you don't move. Because you are sound, both philosophically and ideologically, you don't move from where you are. We are here for Biafra. Any obstacle towards getting Biafra, they will see how mad we are, that we are insane. If Okorocha or any of his people, as much as becomes implicated in the death of any IPOB member, we will slaughter their families in broad daylight. We will not do it in secret. In broad daylight, they will be mowed down. We have come to look for our country. If you love Awasa so much, pack your things and go to Sokoto and live there. Biafra land is holy. Biafra land will remain holy. Biafra land is not meant for Awasa Fulani people. People can live any life they like, but you cannot put up the banner of gay in Biafra land. I'm not saying you cannot be gay. You can be gay in the privacy of your own home. That is your business. A man will not marry a man, or else we all commit suicide, all of us together at the same time. Biafra land, in case you have not noticed, is the land of God. Chukwu Abiama lives in Biafra land. Despite all your efforts to ruin the promise of heaven, this is Radio Biafra. People should boycott the elections. We don't care who you are. What we want is Biafra. And for Biafra to come, boycott the elections and leave the rest to us. Do not vote for anybody. Sit at home and do nothing. And then the world will ask, why did they not go to vote? Then we tell them, we are tired of this nonsense that you created. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. The calls are flooding in from everywhere. If you pick your call, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Director.
Yes, please.
Permission to still say it. Please, permit me. Director, please, don't be offended. Please, I'm not happy. Here I am. Stop picking on this very people's power.
My dear brother, you cannot stop people from speaking. You can't stop people from speaking their mind. If our people are so daft that by 1, 2, 3, or 4 person speaking in defense of somebody means they change their mind, it means we are not Biafrans in the first place. We must be able to confront people who are opposed to what we are doing. You hold a viewpoint, somebody holds a counter viewpoint, defeat him with sound reason, logic, and argument. That's what I said before. And that is what I keep saying. This is Radio Biafra. We must go on. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, yes.
Turn your system down if you want to speak on Radio Biafra. Turn your radio down. You are on Radio Biafra. Therefore, you will turn your radio down. Turn it down, please.
I'm hearing you. Good evening, yes. Sir.
Good evening. Move away from where you are, please.
Hello?
I can hear you, but you are still where you are. I can no longer take your call. We are switching to the other line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. We must continue. I have a caller on the phone. Can this caller hear me?
Hello, I can hear you.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Imam Naji. I'm calling from UAE.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, it's very interesting that this evening we know that all the campaign managers of voters of color and their group in the political arena of Nigerians are waking up because the heat Radio Biafra meeting is reaching them.
Of course.
I just want to inform them this evening that we are more fanatic than they think. We are more ready and more committed to actually realization of restoration of sovereign state of Biafra. whatever they are doing in Nigerian politics or whatever Okorocha is doing, we are not interested in it at all. We are not. So how much they are being paid to come and campaign on our platform, I'm letting them know that this is not the right place for them to come and do their campaigning, because we are not buying their idea. Even if they want to tell us Okorocha did a state-of-the-art development in Biafra land or Imo State precisely, we don't care about it. We don't. What we need is our freedom. Let him do whatever he can, whatever he wants to do, however he wants to do his politics. It's left for them to keep on following him. But we, IPAB, we are interested in returning our land back, giving our freedom. Having said that, Director, I'm urging all their friends, wherever they are, all over the world, to call their people at home. Let them understand that this election must be boycotted. I myself, I have done that. I have called my family members. I told them, a couple of days ago, my father was telling me about how they are walking around getting the new voters card. I told him what? I instructed my brother to everybody to let everybody know that there is nothing like vote in that family. My father had to tear that rubbish. I told them they have to tear that rubbish. There is nothing like voting. And another thing everyone should try and do, any member of his family, wherever they are, send them this money for a receiver.
Simple.
We should not depend on the FM. So where the FM has no reach, try and send them 10,000 to do this, to install a receiver in every different home. It will help us in a good way to educate our people. Well, thank you so much. There is another question I want to ask. There is, I have a question to ask you. I don't know if you can.
Please go ahead. Of course, yes. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes, Director, we know very much well that Yoruba people and also flying the time past, especially all this division started in 1967 when Gowon Hastings created 12 states to stretch us apart with our cousins in the River Rhine area by creating those river states, all those states, all this artificial creation, which is not a natural making of the Biafra land. So please, how are we going to address those artificial creation when Biafra is restored? Like they tell us about Delta, they tell us about rivers, they tell all those things. These are the division they put within us. Now this person will rise up and say, I'm from Delta, I'm from rivers, I'm from Niger Delta, I'm from all these things. How are we going to address those boundaries so that we will see ourselves as being different from each other?
I will tell you how we're going to do it. There will be no states. In my opinion, please, which I respectfully put forward, there will be no state. Present Delta State will be divided into, or people will answer Anioma, which is their name. People will also be able to answer Ishekiri, which is their name. You will answer Isoko. You will answer Urobo. That is your name. That is what you will answer. I don't know if you follow me. If you're from Ejo, you will answer Ejo. But collectively, we are Biafrans. But underneath that, you have all these other clans. That's what I call them. People, that is your identity. All these English mishmash of Greek and English names. Middle Belt, Upper Belt, Niger Delta. It's all bunkum and rubbish. Rubbish, pure nonsense. What was your name before the white man came? That is what you're going to answer. That is where you come from. If you're from Kalabari, you are from Kalabari. You tell us where you come from. And you speak your language. Every composition, every clan will be able to legislate in their own language. If Ibibio has a parliament, should they choose it, they will legislate in Ibibio language. So they will not cheat other people. It's all this English everywhere. That is why they can steal and cheat and pillage. And that leads me to the... Thank you, my dear brother. And that leads me to the very next news which I have for you this very evening. You will not believe your ears when you read this. When I say that black people are daft, this is one of the reasons why I say it. And maybe after hearing this very news, you will be able to understand and appreciate where we always have been coming from. CBN, which means Central Bank of Nigeria, releases 18.26 billion loan to 5 power firms. They have not paid their workers, but they are giving money to power firms.
In other words, it's a kind of a sweetheart deal because he knows he's going to lose. Jonathan is sharing the money before he leaves. Now, if you hear this headline and you are not educated, you will think, it's CBN now, it's Central Bank of Nigeria. But your mind will not tell you that it is not the duty of a central bank to loan money to businesses. You're not following, are you? But then you will say, but there is the World Bank there, isn't it? No. Central Bank or the Federal Reserve in America, they can underwrite. They can provide guarantees and say, Union Bank or whichever bank that it is, loan money to these people. If they default, we pay you back. Underwriting or providing loans guarantees. They can do that. Do you know that the Central Bank of Nigeria is actively involved in loaning money to businesses and collecting interest in return, which is the work of the normal high street banks you have, like the Union Banks, the UBAs, the First Bank, the GTB banks, and all. That is their job, commercial banking. CBN is a sovereign bank. The state of the zoo called Nigeria should not be involved in dishing out loans. No. You may have a bank to your name, but you are not a commercial bank. And this is what is happening here. And when they call international meetings, they attend. They you see them with their portmanteau. They say, we are bankers, bankers. Do you know that all the banks and the bankers in the zoo, none of them took on CBN by asking them, what nonsense do you think you're doing? It is not, go and do your research. It is not the duty of a national central bank, so to speak, or a national reserve, to be involved in loaning money to people. And that is why I know that this is a fraud. This is how Jonathan is stealing money. But some of you will not know it. Let's go and read you the news. Central Bank of Nigeria, in a bid to resolve the liquidity challenges in the power sector, it is not the duty of the central bank. What you do is you set policies. The liquidity challenges being faced by the power sector should be resolved by the high street bank, the commercial banks. If the high street banks are not loaning money to these people to generate power, you compel them to. Or you give them the money to loan to them. And I will give the Central Bank of the Zoo, led by Emir Fele, some examples, please, so he will be able to learn. He says an economist, and so am I, but I am more learned than he is. The same way they resolve this problem in America, the Federal Reserve, it is called quantitative easing, the introduction of money into the system. For example, when they attempted quantitative easing, be it in Europe or in America, they never gave money to people or said to people, come to Bank of England and take money. No, they went through the banks. They compelled the banks to soften their stance and loan money to people. But in this case, they are now loaning money direct. It is the duty. You can give that same money to banks and say to Union Bank, to UBA, to First Bank, to FCMB, say to them, I am giving you this money on the condition that you loan this money to these power generators. Because they are commercial banks. Or you can say to them, why don't you go to First Bank and take this loan? We, CBN, will underwrite it, will guarantee it, if there's any default. But no. They knew that the paperwork would be scrutinized as is required of normal commercial banks. That is why they have now decided to steal your money once again, because you won't understand it. When you read this thing in the paper, you say, CBN releases 18 billion. You don't know the implications. That is why sometimes having a discourse in English language is not very good for our people, because they don't understand English language. That is the problem. It is not the work of a central bank to give loans direct to businesses. That is the duty of the commercial banks. I'll read it in the news. Central Bank of Nigeria, in a bid to resolve the liquidity challenges in the power sector, on Monday released a total loan of 18.26 billion to 5 power firms. The amount, which was given at an interest rate of 10%, very, very wrong. Central banks shouldn't be giving out loans, but we are Africans, monkeys, black people. We don't understand that, do we? I continue, and then you'll be shocked at this very news. And this is why anybody going out thinking of voting, even thinking of Jonathan, is a complete buffoon.
We say these things with facts and figures. This amount was given at an interest rate of 10% with a repayment period of 10 years as part of the 213 billion Nigerian electricity market stabilization facility, which means they have earmarked 213 billion to steal. Jonathan, I continue. A total of 3 power generation companies and 2 distribution companies had their respective chief executive officers in attendance during the disbursement. When this money was being shared, they shared money to them. They call it disbursement. If you're not very confident with English language or the grammar, you won't understand. They are sharing money. Disbursement means sharing. The power distribution firms that got the 18.26 billion loan are, listen very carefully, so-called South-South and South-South-South-South. You become so South, you find yourself in Brazil. South-South. Let me read it out to you to tell you how irrelevant you are. I mean the whole of Biafra. South-East and South-South. I want to prove to each and every one of you that Jonathan is an idiot. Jonathan could not find the money to build Second Niger Bridge. But he has found money to give to these companies. Let me read out the names of the companies so you understand and where they are based. So you follow it very well. Oh my God. The power distribution firms that got the 18.26 billion loan are, wait for it, Ibadan Distribution Electricity Distribution PLC. Which received, that's a Yoruba company, which received the highest amount of 11.36 billion. Wait for it. While Eco Electricity Distribution PLC, which is Lagos, Yoruba again, got 5.16 billion. Now, for the generation companies, Jeba Hydroelectric PLC, Jeba, not Biafra, not Port Harcourt, not Calabar, not Ogoja, received the highest chunk of 816.83 million, while Kainji Hydroelectricity PLC, also in Ugwawosa, and Shiroro Hydroelectric PLC, followed with 678.85 million and 234.81 million, respectively. The disbursement of the loan is a follow-up on the Memorandum of Understanding, which was signed last December between the Apex Bank participating deposit money banks and the Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission. December agreement was to prepare deposit money banks to channel the funds towards de-risking the value chain. Nonsense, I call it rubbish. Who disbursed this money? An Igbo man, Mr. Godunemefiele. Did you hear of any distribution company anywhere in Biafra land where the oil comes from that gave them all this money that distributing? No. This is Radio Biafra. You do not allow a central bank, never, ever, ever, you don't allow a central bank to give out loans, never. And these are the people that got the money. There is no company from Igbo land, no company from Ibibio, no distribution company from Efik. There is none from Kalabari. There is no distribution company here from Wari. There is none from Ishekiri, from Robo, none whatsoever. What are the names of the companies that got this loan? I'll give them to you again. You said Jonathan loves you. Oh, he's one of our own. He's one of us and one of ours. Look at it here. He's buying votes. 18.26 billion was given to Ibadan Distribution Company, PLC. 11.36 billion was given to Lagos. Ibadan, look at Yoruba. They got two. Ibadan got one. Lagos got one. Eko. There is none in Port Harcourt. None in Owerri. There is none in Calabar. None in Ikoto Ebene. There is none in Uyo. None in Enugu. There is nothing happening in Awka. All the money coming from Biafra land are being given to Yoruba people because the useless, hapless, imbecilic Jonathan wants to win a second term. Did I not tell you that? It's here. Eco Electricity Company got their own. Jeba, is that Igbo word? No. Or Calabari word? No. Jeba Hydroelectric got their own.
And then Kainji got their own. Shiroro got their own. Everybody got money apart from any. So there is no power distribution company in Biafra land. No power generation. How about Afam? Afam? Why not revive Oji River? No. You are all Biafran people abandoned by the so-called man from South as your president. Go out and vote. You know you are even a worse fool. You know, short-termism in this UG. They think they are smart, but indeed they are not that smart. That concludes our news program this very evening. This is Radio Biafra. We know some of you wanted to speak, but it is not possible for you to. But I have to make an exception, please, that I have somebody on the line. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good evening and good evening. Morning from here.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Chukwudi Afom. I'm calling from Australia. Director, Onyama Kewo, Chukwabiama, we always bless you and guide you in whatever you are doing. You speak the truth, regardless of what circumstances you find yourself, and that is the secret. Director, I want to touch on a few things. I will start with about the central bank giving a loan direct to fan companies. I never heard of such a thing except in
it this, never happens.
And that is why it's called a zoo. And you are right, Director. If you look deep. Under this, what they are trying to do is, Jonathan is trying to take out a lot of money using a back door to buy Yoruba votes and some Hausa votes. And by doing that is to release that money using direct from central bank. Because there is no data. Tomorrow the whole money is gone, Director. And we, so-called South-South, as you said, Jonathan is taking us for granted. And our people can't see that and get up and yap about it or gossip about it. No, they will only do that on the radio, Biafra, and they can and what we are doing. They can't get up and yap and gossip about what Jonathan is doing. Against their so-called, they said they are anti-Igbo, Igbo this. What Jonathan is doing to the Igbo people. No, they can't see that and talk. But Jonathan, I mean, direct anyway, that is for the zoo. We are not interested in the zoo, but it's good to expose their evil. Director, believe me, the world has seen what that zoo is. And believe me, nobody in the world supports that zoo anymore. Regardless of what they are saying, we support the Nigerian integrity. That's just for diplomatic language. Deep down, one-on-one, they will tell you what they felt about that zoo. They don't want it anymore. But they are just waiting for the people who are in that zoo to get up and do something about their situation. Because white man will not come and fix your problem for you. Neither will UN will come. Because that is what we call the internal affair. No foreign government or foreign country intervene in the internal affair. If the people has to revolt and said enough, I cannot take this anymore. It's either change or I die. And when you die for something. You are matter, you die for something. How many people have been killed today? Countless. Nobody can count and nobody give a damn about who died today. But if that number of people did something, fight for their right today and get shot or something or the other, that will bring change. And that will be in the mind of a lot of our people. But we choose to be coward. Oh, I don't want to die. But we are going to die anyway. And those who doesn't want to come out, whether you like it or not, is going to affect you. One way or the other. So you have no choice. Coming to the vote, I've told my parents, the other day I was talking with my mom, I said to her, I hope you're not coming out to vote. He said, they are talking about voting. I said, vote for what? I said, if you come out that day, if they bomb you, that's your problem. I will not even cry. I will just go and celebrate in a party, in a club. What are you coming out to vote for? Who are you voting for? The same criminals. There will be no election. There will be no voting. If you come out, you will blow apart. So if you love yourself, stay indoor. But if you want to die, come out and vote, and then you get blown away. Your body will be in pieces. So if you love yourself, stay at home. And that is it. I don't need to go further on that. And the whole thing was settled. And they are not coming out because anybody come out is going to die, blown away. Regardless of 1,000 naira they gave you because you haven't seen money before, you saw their conscience. Come out and eat that money, and the same day you die with that money. Yeah, then when you go up to heaven, Chukwu Abiamu will ask you, where is your brain? I made you as a human being. Where is your brain? You can't use your brain to think or do something good. Only to think of evil. Money changed nothing in value. Money came to this world to serve its purpose. Money exchanged hands to give a service to mankind. And money lose nothing in value. It remained the same. Man come and go. Money stay the same. It doesn't lose anything in value. We use money to exchange for the services we need, not to acquire money. Money cannot give you health. Money cannot buy you happiness. Money cannot do you nothing. It's just for exchange for the service. And money is just a number. But we don't get it. All we want to acquire is the wealth of this earth. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with them all? All these people stealing billions and billions and billions. What are you going to do with all this money? Nothing. It doesn't buy happiness. You will go under the seat and die. Another person, foreign man, white man will take over because he snatched it away in foreign banks, in secret accounts. You plan that nobody will know. But you're not going to enjoy it anywhere. Director, now coming down to Rojo Korosha. This evening we have a quite interesting, compelling people coming to plead or make an argument in defense of Korosha. And the director appreciate your effort to give them opinion. I mean the audience to speak, to lay their view. Director, the first person and the second elderly man, I will start with the first person. That guy was, he was giving money. He's a supporter of Malam Okorocha. And Malam Okorocha is not one of us. To conclude from his own argument, so for Okorocha to come and contest for Nigerian president, so he need to sell his people.
Yes.
He need to smash his people to be able to achieve his
of course.
Greedy, selfish ambition.
Of course.
That is the point. That is the point I picked from him. If Okorocha is so good and so loved, don't you think the best thing to do is to attach yourself to the people you are ruling so that they will give you support, everything. Give the masses what they want. Grassroots, support them. You don't need to come out to campaign for second term or for presidency. People will lift you up. No. He jumped from one, I'm not interested in any party anywhere. He jumped from one party to the other, then use Igbo, open up the door for Boko Haram to come in, start to Islamize our holy land, Biafra land, for the Islam, just to achieve what? You told him, when he was about to give a general hospital to Shaibu, his friend in Kaduna, if you recall, I remember the day, Radio Biafra, we discussed it to a very length in Radio Biafra, in a short wave. You discuss it in a short wave, and then we continue discussing it in when we started on the internet. We want Roger Korosha not to do that. You look among the whole Biafra land, the only people you find fit to make a manager for the general hospital is a Shaiba Hausa man. Where is their brain? Director, you have been saying this. Can they show us one scientist of Hausa?
Never.
Can they show us an intellectual of Hausa?
No, no. Maybe in making bomb and blowing up people. Or maybe Shekau.
Director, all over the world, our doctors are one of the rated in the whole world. From here to down there, you are to Britain to America. He didn't find a well-qualified Biafran doctor. He's to go and get our salmon without any brain that is killing our people. And people open their mouth. May Chukwuabiamah destroy all of them that open up their mouth to support evil. Open up their mouth to defend a man that is devouring our land. Instead of them to caution him, what you are doing is wrong. Do the right thing. They come up to defend him because he gives them small money or because he's from my village. Who give a damn if he come from your village? What did the Okorocha did in your village? What transformation did he provide in Imo State? Nothing.
He built roundabout.
Just a 2 kilometer roundabout and 2 kilometer road. That is it. He's doing very well. Education, he said, he provided zero. He doesn't pay the teachers. He doesn't pay anybody. And Imo State is getting extra money from all your allocation. Instead, he's busy banking it overseas. Then people come and open up their mouth to defend the Okorocha. Director, coming to that man was referring to Finna White in Kaduna. I lived in Kaduna for many years. Finna White built a lot of houses in Kaduna, hotels, to the extent they banned him from building any house in Kaduna. The market they give him in charge is because he has money, Igbo man, because he's giving, bringing money. That is why, just like Lagos shops in the market in Lagos, where Igbo people are controlling. That is what that man is controlling near the railway station where they're selling wood. Because he started selling wood before he started into hotels. If you go to Kaduna, those days, I don't know about today, because since I left the North, I swear never to touch food there, just like he did. I never, anytime I visit zoo, I never stepped to North. I had no business with them. So there is no comparison of what this man is saying. Why don't they build a church in the government houses in the northern states to appease the Igbos that they are coming there to develop their lands and build their houses and develop their places? No, only to Islamize the Biafra land to achieve your end, to contest for president so that Hausa people will love you. You are not where they rejected you anyway because you are half. They see you as a betrayer and nobody trusts you. And behind the scene, they regard him as a betrayer because they know that if you can betray, there is one interesting thing these people doesn't understand. Do you know? They thought that they are smart, just like Wazilike. He betrayed his people and collected money. He thinks that they will love him, that they will tell him everything he needs to know. Behind the scenes, they see him as a betrayer. If you betray your own people, we can't trust you. Because you will betray us as well. The same thing happens to all of them. That is why Jeffrey Land is losing. Igbo Land is losing all these things. Because our so-called red cap, title men are corrupt. They are just selling left and right. To buy a Jeep is nothing. Car, buy a Jeep, director. To acquire a Jeep, material things. Then their counterparts are busy developing their own land. How can they take them serious? Director, I just don't want to continue because our brain is lost. I mean, I don't know. Thanks to Radio Biafra, Direct, I don't know what would have done without you by opening our eyes and by letting us see things the way they are. You know, before we think, we look, but we don't think. But these days, we started to think, digest every information that come and that they brought across to us. It's quite interesting, Director. We never heard of. We don't see any in international media. They're showing a Biafra land or foreign investors coming to Biafra land. We are totally blacked out.
Even the money from electricity is going to Yoruba and Hausa. Even electricity, there is none coming. After all, they're having Igbo Business Summit in Lagos. What do you expect? From our people are in such big mess. What is spending? You know, when people are daft, they don't know they are daft. That is the worst thing that can happen to them. You think you do, but you don't know anything. You think you know something, but you know nothing. Because if you do, today you will be on top of the world. But instead, you are irrelevant. Completely and totally irrelevant. Okorocha shoved to the fourth position in the so-called contest for the... it's not worth talking about. Thank you very much, Afoma. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you. We have come to the end of our program. We overran by some minutes. It's understandable given the intermittency, given the disruption we've been experiencing. But this is Radio Biafra, your radio station. People are waking up. They understand what we are here to do. We are here to pursue Biafra. And that is why, to us, Biafra will and must always remain our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship. Because Chukwu Abiyama is God. This same God will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiyama will bless Biafra. I thank you very much for joining us this very evening from here. We hope you do the same again tomorrow. From me, from here, this very moment, it is simply good evening. Victorious, a trumpet.